from the Don and Mike Building. 3FM, 106.7 WJFK.
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don't you love it when the show starts like this?
I wish it started like this every day. Yeah. The laughing place, Robin Reed.
Oh, I thought you meant what was going on behind the scenes here.
That too. I love him thundering around me when we're starting the show.
Something was unplugged. Now it's working. So Rob's big, rosy red German cheeks. With bigger and rosier and redder and Germanier than ever.
Germanier.
They were.
But we're all set now, right?
Yep.
Everything's 100%.
Yep. Hey, cats.
Yes.
Yeah. Just let me say, you cats out there,
yes,
fans,
Daddy-o.
Fans of Grand Funk or Grand Funk Railroad.
Uh huh.
You should be ashamed of yourselves today.
Really, why?
Well, not of yourselves. Be ashamed of your band.
What are some of their hits?
We are an American band.
We're an American band.
Closer to home.
Closer to home. Right. I'm your captain.
Right. That's, yeah. It's closer to home. I'm
getting closer to my home. Yeah, foot stomping music.
Mm-hmm. Locomotion.
Right, Bad Time to Be in Love.
Grand Funk Junk.
Well, they're now in a mayonnaise commercial.
You mean their music?
Yeah, not the actual guys in Grand Funk.
They're not like eating sandwiches.
But it's just Grand Funk in a mayonnaise commercial.
What is the hit that they play in the mayonnaise commercial?
I think it's the Locomotion, which I have no idea what it has to do with mayonnaise.
Come on, everybody, the mayonnaise now.
I know it was just a moment ago. No, and it's the real Grand Funk record.
With Mark Farner and everybody.
They don't do anything to the lyrics. They don't alter the lyrics. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it bothered me. I can tolerate my classic rock being turned into commercials for cool products.
Well, cars. Better bands than Grand Funk have sold out.
Yes, true.
I mean, I don't know why you're getting so upset about Grand Funk.
Mike, the first time that I saw a Buick ad, and it was Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I know that, listen, Dream On ain't going to make anybody buy a goddamn Buick, okay?
I thought about it. Dream On was the theme of my junior prom.
I realize both of those things. I remember that, and I know that it's not going to sell a car. But the point is, at least it's a car.
Right.
It's a car. The great Aerosmith classic is being used to hawk a car. Now a Grand Funk song by a good rock band is being used to sell a jar of mayonnaise.
And it's not even Hellman's mayonnaise.
No. Yeah, right, it's the not crap. Good one.
The mayonnaise record is Some Kind of Wonderful. That's what they use.
Some Kind of Wonderful.
Well, that makes sense.
That's such a Weekend Warrior like band song.
It too. Is, yeah.
Hey, overplayed.
Hey, listen.
I'm not talking about the Grand Funk.
They've got enough problems already, Mike.
I'm talking about, you know, bands like I used to have that all play that song.
Right.
That and Mustang Sally.
Cover band.
Jesus. Don't miss that. Don't miss either one of those.
You don't miss your...
Some Kind of... We never played Some Kind of Wonderful.
Good for you.
That speaks well of you. I almost said a bad word. Because I was going to preface it, but we played Mustang Sally, though. And played it. And played it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
And very well.
Hello.
Thank you, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Hi there, hi.
Hey.
Hello. You are on the air.
Love to play tackle.
You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Phil Hendry says you guys steal from him. I don't believe so. Would you care to comment?
Who would Phil Hendry be?
No.
That's our first problem.
Get out of here.
He's in Grand Funk.
All right. No, Phil Hendry's okay. He's a radio. He does a made-up show. Phil Hendry's whole bit is that he does a show and he pretends to be the people on the phone. I mean, he's very talented, very funny.
Is he an older guy?
Yeah, I think so.
Where's he out of? Where's he based out?
He's out of L.A.
Oh, okay.
And you know, the whole show is basically for dumb people, you know, which reminds me of another show. That,
the Don and Mike Show.
Which I'm not surprised that we would share audience with this guy because, you know, well, let's face it, we're both shooting for the same audience.
If he's talking about us, is that good or is he the kind of guy we shouldn't talk about?
I don't think he was talking about us.
You think that guy was lying?
Yeah, I really don't think so. Because basically the whole Phil Hendry show, and I've got nothing against him. I like his show.
Right.
The show is this. It's and I've come around on it because at first it was like, when I would hear tapes of it, or we'd go to a town and someone would say, you should listen to this guy's show, I would go, but it's almost like with our show that it's an acquired taste. And now that I listen occasionally,
right,
it's all right, because he'll say something outrageous, you know, like crazy outrageous. But he's doing it in such a manner that really you got to be retarded if you don't get it. Like when he says, you know, really, I don't think that you should be allowed to bring matches on an airplane. He'll go, let's take a call about it. And it's obviously him on the phone doing a voice, and he goes,
I think you should be allowed to bring an Uzi on with you.
And then that's where the fun ensues, because sure, then regular idiot listeners call.
And debate the fictional caller. It's a pretty good idea. Huh?
Debate the fake guy. I mean, it's kind of a one-trick pony, but the guy's not bad.
Right. He does it well. Pulls it off.
The guy's not bad.
All right. He doesn't look anything like Phil Spector, does he?
Don't think so.
All right.
I love Don and Mike Show, or Phil Sims.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Or the famous Phil that we page all the time, Mr. McCracken.
Winner.
Winner!
King of the Phils.
Thank you.
There you go. You know, I realize Hartman will do me no good.
No.
Right. The late Phil Hartman.
Silvers. Right.
Doesn't matter, Mike. No. You've already hit the pinnacle.
Yeah, no need to overdo
Phil McCracken.
Right, yes.
Winner. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, you know, all these songs being used on commercials these days, who 25, 27 years ago thought that Led Zeppelin Rock and Roll will be used for Cadillac?
Now, again, here's the thing.
That's the one that particularly disturbed me.
Okay, here's the thing. Thank you for the call. I can tolerate that, because at least the cars, you know, look like they're cool cars.
They're nice cars.
And even the same thing with
talking about, like, the high-ticket item?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even the same thing, like with a Buick. Okay, at least it's a car.
Yeah.
Aerosmith's music is being used to sell a car,
as opposed to a jar of mayonnaise.
Exactly. I can't imagine that Led Zeppelin, as bad as those guys want money, like all these guys that will sell their soul, and I would too. So so don't get me wrong there.
Right.
If I had
pay them an amazing amount of money.
Yes, they do.
I think.
I think Grand Funk got all of theirs in mayonnaise and cheese. But I could see the people with Led Zeppelin organization going, okay, yes, we will sign on to do Cadillac. That's great. And then when they get the thing, Kraft wants you to do they want to use, Dire Maker for their brand new line of yogurt.
It is like everything else in Hollywood, though. It is the death of the original idea. In the old days, you would have companies like McDonald's, for example, that would come out with a theme song, with a jingle, special orders don't upset us,
right,
that would become part of history.
Right.
And now what they do is they just, hey, it's easy. You just go grab a song that's a big hit.
Right.
But the thing that, boy, and I could lecture about this for days, so please, I'll try to keep this brief.
All right.
The thing that pisses me off the most as a person who likes music and I love radio is the fact that, even though I'm busting balls here on Grand Funk, mm-hmm, the song Some Kind of Wonderful,
yes,
by Grand Funk,
yes,
even though it's so recognizable that you could put it on in the middle of the day on a show for house frows, that only house frows and faggot disc jockeys like me and Mike watch, One Life to Live, it's obviously a commercial for chicks. It's a commercial for people who are at home during the day.
Right.
It's a mainstream commercial. The song is so recognizable,
yes,
that immediately you're going to go out and you're going to buy the mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my point. You can't find a radio station that would play that song.
Okay. Right. You're right. That's a good point.
Same thing with all of these great songs that we're hearing hoard out now.
What is your point?
My
though?
Point is, it's the radio people that are stupid.
Right.
That are going,
they should be playing that stuff.
We can only do what the consultants tell us to do, and
right,
we can only play the songs that test well, and, oh, Grand Funk, why would we have...
So what you're saying, as opposed to Some Kind of Wonderful, they're going to play Every Breath You Take Again 10 times, right?
Correct.
That's what you're going to hear on an oldies station.
You know, or, you know, have you not seen the commercial? I think it's for the, for cheese, with the very old song, 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
by Len Barry.
Yes.
One, two, three, do, 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 do. Well, that's how excellent the cheese can be. You know, turn on Oldies 100.
Right.
They would not play that record in 1,000 years.
And that's why a lot of these oldies stations are dying on the vine.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
Same records
because
over and
over. Won't play anything that doesn't test well. It's the same crap that they used to do in Top 40 radio.
Mm-hmm. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. God, I love it when we lecture, but we could start the show.
But I'm not sure how that applies to mayonnaise.
Hello?
Yeah, does Grand Funk even own the rights to that song?
You know, perhaps they don't, but at some point they had to sell the rights away to somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like all of these guys.
I hope they're getting the mayonnaise money.
And that's Kraft money. Let's not beat around the bush here. Let's make it real clear.
That's right.
Is Kraft mayonnaise.
Uh-huh.
I've always said, I like to call it mayonnaise. That's the way I like to pronounce it. But you have to say mayonnaise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mayonnaise. And I can't help but think of the great Robert Kraft.
The owner of the Patriots?
Yes, and his pink power tie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for my money, if I'm at the ad agency, that's what I say.
He's not connected to the food fortune, though.
Oh, he's not?
He's not.
Bob Kraft.
Oh, well, that's too
bad. I don't believe he is.
Then that ruins my entire
somebody
premise.
Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Is he connected to the food? But I thought we asked that.
I always thought he's like the cheese guy.
The big G.
Well, look him up on the internet. I'll tell you where he got his money.
Robert Kraft of the New England
Patriots.
Robert
Kraft is a wealthy man, but I don't think he's like Kraft food guy.
Because what I would love is to go to the ad agency and say, listen, why are we even bothering like with Grand Funk and everything? We want to sell mayonnaise. Let's put a man on television who looks like he's had some of our mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put Robert Kraft on. And even better, let's get him shirtless.
Yeah.
With just...
And all his pinkness.
Just one of his pink power ties on.
A pink power tie with his pink tummy.
Shirtless.
Because you know he's pink.
All over.
Eating Kraft mayo right out of the jar.
With his fingers. And then he says something like... This is really good. Whatever his voice is, you know. Because doesn't he have one of those Bob Kraft?
Isn't it
a little more nasally than that?
Yeah.
It's kind of strange.
It's a little deeper, I think.
A little deeper.
To try to...
I'm Bob Krill.
Like the voice of Bob Kraft. Hello, Don and Mike.
Fellers.
Hi there. And look at the show's not even officially started yet.
That's a miracle.
This is all off-the-clock stuff.
It's amazing.
Good stuff.
All of this off the record. Hello?
Well, you know, the worst is The Who. I mean, they are, and Daltrey's rationale, and he actually said this, is that, this is going to bring us a younger audience if they hear our stuff.
Well, now, listen, again, I understand it's a way of life. What I'm saying is, and I think of The Who, Happy Jack, Land Rover, okay?
Yeah.
Pretty cool commercial. As of this moment,
well,
I'm not...
Well, CSI, you know, well...
Again, I don't have a problem with that. I guess when it comes down to condiments, if you get a rock and roll legend who's using their song, or Grand Funk's not of legend, but of note.
Well, The Who's up there. I mean, you got the Beatles, the Stones, and The Who.
Yeah, but they don't sell mayonnaise.
Earth, Wind, and Fire for Target.
Yep.
Right.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire, isn't it? Am I right that that album can only be purchased in Target?
That's right.
Their new album?
I think so.
It ain't mayonnaise.
No.
You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Did you find out about Bob Kraft?
I'm finding that there is no connection between Robert Kraft and Kraft Foods. He's listed as an investor, and I found one website that says he's a heterosexual.
Yeah, I remember hearing that he is not part of the Kraft food crafts.
Well, still then they should hire
those
him.
Those are the kind of crafts you'd find, like, in some of the wealthy enclaves in America. They're not public people.
Then the Kraft food companies should consider hiring Robert Kraft, because I'm sure most people make the same idiotic assumption that I do.
Take one power, Patriots owner with a pink tie, add baby marshmallows, and serve on his pink belly.
And maybe one good thing about the Patriots not being in the Super Bowl this year is that for the next year... Thank God we're not going to get every commercial with New England Patriots guys.
Yeah, but those are funny commercials.
Yeah, the first time you see them.
I want to be the director.
Okay, just like now the Peyton Manning ones.
Right.
Okay, enough. Yes. Enough with the signing of the cantaloupe.
That is a burn. That commercial in particular has a burn factor no other.
And the one that I hate the most, the Diet Pepsi machine. now that they've moved it up a notch, and they've got a new one that's got Dick Eisen on it and Susie Culber on it, and it's got fake football players talking about what a great teammate the Diet Pepsi machine is. Mm-hmm. And did you see where they've got the guy in front of the store?
I don't think I saw that one.
Okay, the new one is, it's, he would be profiled at the airport. Yeah, okay? Mm-hmm. Guy stands in front of his convenience store, and they say, what was it like when Diet Pepsi machine was here? Oh, it was very good. I really liked having Diet Pepsi machine, but now I cannot sell Diet Pepsi because I do not have machine.
You know? Stupid and funny the first time you see it, and then burn.
Right.
Yeah, not even funny.
They really ought to freshen their commercials up like those people that you bought your flooring from.
Empire.
That works for them.
I saw the best Easton Motors commercial. I saw a brand new one. That at least it was new to me. Long form, not the usual 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. Now, Easton Motors is a...
Eastern or Easton?
I think it's Eastern.
Eastern.
I think it's Eastern Motors. Mm-hmm. It's a...
I don't know.
It's a front for guns and women.
Like, I don't live next to it.
And it's run by LeVar Arrington.
Ah.
from the Redskins. And what he does is he has some of his famous friends, like Carmelo Anthony of the Denver Nuggets. He's in the commercial. And the new one is, it's LeVar in his car. That kind of rhymes. He's like in a nice ride, like a Lexus. And going very slow, 2 miles an hour, the camera following him. And he's actually singing. At Easton Motors, your car's your credit.
Your job's your credit.
I'm sorry, your job is your credit. Excuse me. Then it's a quick cut, and it's, hi, this is Clinton Poyas. At Easton Motors, your job's your credit. Mike, there you go. Buzz found it on the web. That's the picture of LeVar.
Oh, I've seen that one, yep.
In his car. And then it's Carmelo.
And it's like dubbed over. He's lip-syncing to it, but he might have sung the original.
No, he did. He did. And then it's Carmelo Anthony.
And I like where they're calling it now, Easterns.
And Carmelo Anthony.
That's a different one, I think.
Carmelo Anthony is not wearing... a Denver Nuggets jersey. He's wearing a jersey that says Easterns on it.
Uh-huh.
And it really just could not look worse.
He's very angry when he's doing that. He's giving a thumbs up, but he's kind of frowning, going...
Are you talking about LeVar?
LeVar, yeah.
Not anger. I see a serious enthusiasm. Determined enthusiasm.
Your job's your credit. At Easton Motors.
And they're getting bigger and bigger. They are getting bigger and bigger.
Your job's your credit.
God. You know, with the big dealers now having their hard times, it's places like this that are going crazy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know, I don't know how sick I'll get if I have to deal with another season of Mama McNabb in a Campbell's
soup. Yeah, I'm right with you. I am so with you on that.
Bless that one.
Can I throw you some trivia? Not Donovan McNabb's real mother this year.
An actress playing his mother?
Yes. I read somewhere that it's his real father in the ads now, in the very end when he says, that's my boy.
Uh-huh.
But that is not Wilma McNabb.
No, that's actually Andy Reid's mom. In that
Stop it. I can't stand those commercials.
Well, Philadelphia had such a great year. I don't know why they'd want to distance
with a man-sized appetite.
Did anybody notice? Hold on before we get to this call. Hold on a second there on the phone. Did anybody notice? I think maybe it was the very first commercial right before the kickoff of the Seattle game. I mean, and that's a prime buy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first commercial before kickoff when they get done with all the crap.
Right.
It was a spot for something that had T.O. in it. I don't know what kind of shoe it was or what product they were selling.
Really?
But it was just T.O. and he was saying, you know, like he was still a real guy in the NFL.
Right.
It had him, you know, flexing and saying, on game day, there's nothing that I won't do to win. Because that's what I'm about, winning. I'm a player. I do what it takes. And it shows him, like, lifting weights and junk. And I'm thinking, hold on, this is T.O.
Irrelevant.
This is T.O.
He does what it takes, except shut up.
I don't remember. I don't remember what the commercial was for, as I do with all of them now.
Well, he'll be back next year.
Hello.
Oh. Hey, somebody.
Hey, hi there.
Am I the only one who Cadillac has absolutely killed Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin for?
Yeah, you're the second guy that called about that. Yeah.
Am I? And you got to admit, the Easter Motors marketing machine is a monster. Everyone knows the song.
Yeah, everybody does.
That is a fact.
You know, it's almost, in this region where we live, it's almost as big as Scratch and Dent World is down in
Florida.
South Florida.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that Houston Motors song is such a cult hit. There's actually a club remix of it online.
All right, hold on and give the address to Joe. Maybe we can put a link on the website.
Eastern Motors.
Yeah.
Your job's your credit.
Now, explain that to me. What they're saying is...
Yeah. If you are employed, you can get a car.
Right. Because they know you have a paycheck.
You can have bad credit, and you can, if you're employed, and you can verify employment...
Because they'll garnish your wages.
And they will take your paycheck if they have to.
That's right.
Get them on the phone. I got a job.
You do? You want another car?
Yeah. What the hell?
We could all... We are all gainfully employed here. We could all get a car, and if we didn't make the payment, they would take it right out of our paycheck.
That's right.
And I would assume that there is paperwork to that effect when you purchase your car.
Yeah.
I know. I know. I know why those commercials run only during the daytime hours, along with the now there's your few staples of daytime TV, and I'm talking about in the world of People's Court, Dr. Joe, Judge Joe Brown, Dr. Phil, you know,
Greenberg and Betterman.
First off, you've got this. Have you been injured in an accident?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be number one. Number two would be, do you need money now?
Mm-hmm.
Do you own anything at all of any worth at all that you could sign over for a very fast check?
Don't forget trade schools.
Yes, gun repair.
Right. Trade schools are huge. Huge.
Driving,
technical colleges.
Computers, right.
You know. I graduated before most of my friends that went to real college.
But Eastern Motors is doing a real public service because they're saying if you had a job, if you were, instead of being home during the day watching TV, if you went out and got a job, you'd be able to have a car.
And this begs
So you're saying it's power of positive thinking.
Public service, I think.
And this begs another thing, because another thought is if you have a car, you need insurance.
Right.
And that's why you must call Senator.
All I know is I went to such and such technical academy, and I got a job before all of my other friends graduated, and my life, I work in a doctor's office. And my life is perfect.
What's the one that I was hooked on for a while?
What?
That's got the black couple, the brother and the sister, and we get to keep our car.
And he runs into the ocean with his flippers on.
That's Senate.
The guy looks like Darius Rucker, and he has a real,
I don't think it is Senate.
He has a real hot black chick with him, and they're on vacation in Jamaica or something.
I think it's a division of Easterns.
And she says to him,
"Is it?"
She says, "Baby, how did you afford this?" And he says, "I went to Speewax." And then he's holding out money like Monty Hall used to
Let's make a deal.
You know, fanning it out like a game show host. And he went, and I get to keep my car.
I believe that is another subheading of categories of commercials. Loan consolidation.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Very big.
I get to keep my car. I get to keep my car.
Well, if that's not a Senate ad, I apologize to Howard G.
Have you seen the D.C. lottery commercial?
Well, no.
With the guy with the mink coat and the gold teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No.
Very D.C.
Saw that downtown.
Too. Very D.C. Oh, and someone should tell the mayor of New Orleans, who I know got in trouble for his comments last week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, first, let's get this straight. There is only one chocolate city in America, and that is the District of Columbia.
Detroit might make a serious run for it.
Mm-hmm. Always has been, always will be, always been the nickname.
It's our nickname.
Never been done, you know, in a manner, in a spiewack manner. It's simply...
It's not Hershey?
It simply is... D.C. is the first and the only chocolate city.
So you're mad at the mayor for taking the name.
Trying to steal it. Yeah.
Yes, I am, but God...
He's under a lot of pressure.
I was watching something on MSNBC over the weekend where they had, like, just... The things he had said, it was like...
He said a lot of stuff.
And they were all spliced together so you could see as he tried to spin out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
First, you know, God's mad.
Yeah.
You know, God's mad. Chocolate City will rise again. Chocolate City will rise again. Then he's like, beep. Well, I didn't mean exactly what I said yesterday. You know, Chocolate City is that. Then it's like, beep. I think that what we have here is a real misunderstanding of what I was talking about. And then it was like, beep. I don't ever recall saying anything of the sort.
It's fun.
It
chocolate.
Is
fun.
Chocolate City.
Chocolate.
It's
white, delicious.
White chocolate.
I graduated before all of my classmates. I'm working in a doctor's office now, and my life is perfect.
Hello, Donna Mike.
She is a pretty girl that does that commercial.
Mm-hmm. She should have done gun repair.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
How's it?
How is it? Hi there.
You know, the T-Owens commercial was a Boost Mobile cell phone commercial. But if you ever see it again, pay attention to it, because there was actually a subtle message in there. T.O. was saying how he's matured and grown as a player.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of like T.O.'s, you know, plea for, you know, somebody to want.
Well, did you get the impression that the commercial was made after all this crap went down with T.O. and that he's kind of apologetic in the commercial?
Yeah, absolutely. You didn't.
Oh, no.
He's
not apologetic.
I don't know. There was a subtle message. It was really marvelous filmmaking. Really fine.
Not apologetic. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi, very well. Oh, you know, we have to start the show here. We've not even opened the thing up here.
I've been so busy.
What's happening?
Okay. Well, I was going to tell you about the FedEx commercial that Joe Montana whores himself out for. Have you ever caught that one?
Oh, is that the one where he's, like, running through the airport?
I'm not really running. He looks like a stick man, like he's got something up there.
And he's squeaking a lot, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's the goofiest, embarrassing thing for a fan to see your ex-quarterback doing something like that.
You know, you are the Hall of Famer and you're getting along in the tooth.
Hall of Famer, MVP, Super Bowl winner, doing stuff like that.
Thank you. Hold on. I've got to cut you off for a second.
All right.
And I know that someone will call about this. That's not Joe Montana's worst moment. I mean, and I'm talking about recent Joe Montana. Has no one seen the ad that's run for, like, the last year? Anytime you're watching ESPN or NFL Network or ESPN Classic. You know what, Mike, first off, it's like the ads to teach your kid how to play baseball, a videotape.
Okay, right, right.
Okay. What it is...
Where they all, like, freeze in the position.
Right. Right. Now, it's Joe Montana, and he's not selling a videotape.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he's selling. Sounds something like the most lonely boy in the world. It is
I'm listening. A
harness that straps around your belly area,
uh-huh.
and it's attached to a bungee cord,
right,
which has a football on the end of it. And what you do is you throw the ball, as you see Joe Montana do, and the thing just looks like a piece of crap that Ebb from Green Acres put together.
Oh, I know what it's called. It's called the Andrew 1000.
So, what you do is, he goes, you know, hi, I'm Joe Montana, and it says, you know, pro football player. It doesn't say
right.
Super Bowl winner.
The Black Ionator.
But the concept is this. You take this cheap football that's attached to a rope.
Right.
And you...
It's like a boomerang effect.
Yeah. Right. You, the kid throws it, and it bounces and comes back towards him. And Joe Montana, who is just as wooden as this desk, is awful, and the product looks like such a piece of crap.
Not even a real football, right?
No, not although it says regulation size and weight, you can tell that it's a piece of crap. And then they say, and when you don't feel like wearing the harness, if you can actually find someone else to play with,
right?
Just unattach the ball. So they show the kid unattaching the ball, and it's got this big, gigantic-ass nozzle or a big clip that's coming out.
Put your eye out when you're trying to catch it.
Coming out of one side of it. It is just ridiculously embarrassing for Joe Montana.
Plus the kids that play in the yard with it. You know,
and
that's like the same thing. Either just an older version of the parents that put their kids on a leash.
Yes.
And it shows Joe Montana doing it. You know, it's like, how do you become a great quarterback? Yeah. Well, it's eye-hand coordination. And nothing works like this little baby that I've got strapped on me right here.
You wonder about the guys that made the big money, you know, and Joe Montana was at the beginning of that wave of big money that was played to NFL quarterbacks. And you can kind of measure what they're doing with the commercials they do, because you'll see guys like John Elway that do the nationwide commercials occasionally. They're big time commercials.
Yeah.
And then you see you see Theismann, he'll do something for like this nationwide insurance deal. And then you see a little thing like that, and you wonder about
somebody's got to call with that Joe Montana thing, because I'm telling you, it is just the worst. What is this?
It's a good song you'll like.
The remix?
Must be.
Good.
What?
Let's dance.
You'll know it when you hear it.
Okay. Oh, is this the Easton Motors?
Yeah.
Okay. God. You realize we've not even opened the show up yet.
You know the money that we're giving them right now? Wow. Okay.
Easterns.
Hello, Easterns. Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. I work at a sporting goods store, and we sell that Joe Montana football trainer. And I kid you not, because of where it's at on your body, all it is good for is like an America's Funniest Home Video is like cross shot. That's...
Yeah, right. Flies right back and hits you there.
What is the piece of crap called?
It's like the Red Zone football trainer or something like that.
Oh, you'd get a Red Zone if you use that.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you. See you later.
Oh,
we really got to start the show. And let's start the show with some words of wisdom from the current president of your United States.
We brief members of the United States Congress, one of whom was Senator Pat Roberts, about this program. You know, it's amazing when people say to me, well, he's just breaking the law. If I wanted to break the law, why was I briefing Congress?
We just like hearing him when he makes a lot of sense. He's talking about wiretaps.
And then he gives you that little manly snicker at the end.
Talking about one of the off boys.
Right.
You know, that famous guy that he doesn't know, but that he's had his picture taken with.
If I wanted to lie, why?
I want a way to protect the American people. Is to understand the intentions of the enemy. If they're making phone calls into the United States, we need to know why, to protect you.
Yeah. So
to protect you.
In the middle of all of this, where he's answering these questions and he's doing what he normally does, somebody asks him if he's seen Brokeback Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Here he is.
You're a rancher. A lot of us here in Kansas are ranchers. I was just wanting to get your opinion on Brokeback Mountain, if you'd seen it yet. You would love it. You should check it out.
I haven't seen it. I'd be glad to talk about ranching, but I haven't seen the movie. I've heard about it. I hope you go, I hope you go back to the ranch and the farms, what I was about to say. I hadn't seen it.
And they applaud that.
Of course. Good job, Spencer.
Yeah. That is really, that guy, that is guts to do that.
Yeah, to stand
up. That is pretty funny.
Okay.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, or between noon and 4. Or now, guys, 3:30 now already.
The Don and Mike Show.
3:30 on the East Coast. Though.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Talking about some surgery they've had done now. The Go-Go's. Female surgery. Their lips are sealed.
I thought that was outlawed in certain countries.
I call it birth control.
Hello.
After all, we don't need another Belinda Carlisle, do we?
Hello.
We don't need another Jane
Weedland.
Wait, a thank you, Roger.
Jesus.
Wow.
Hello.
Right there. Yeah, we start today with the LA Go-Go's. Their lips are sealed. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hello.
Open the door and play a really good intro.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I like it. I think you're going to like it, too.
God, you're ugly. God, you're ugly. God, you're ugly. God, you're ugly.
Hi. It's me, Super Duke.
God, you're ugly.
How your Jean Smart bosom.
Haircut.
Beautiful. Are you kidding? Look at me.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, not much left up there.
You're shaved.
Oh, beautiful. I feel like myself again.
Nice.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Weedland and all the ships at sea.
Weedland.
They love to scrapbook and shave their legs. Don Geronimo. There he is. My friend. Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Ed Harris.
Yeah.
That's where Joe lives.
What is that?
Weedland.
Weedland.
Tracy. I never lived in a better town.
The Don and Mike Show, cats. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I'm saying that too much, cats?
Never.
012406.
I'm Don and Mike Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Hi there, but you can call us like everybody else has already. Anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. If you're listening on Free FM, That ding says it all. First, thanks for listening here on what we're calling the, well, the radio station just waiting to hit the iceberg.
So really, thank you.
WJFK, Free FM.
You can.
Thank you, Go-Go's. You can call us at 202-432-1067. And if you're listening on the Internet, where you can't use 877, you can call 800-636-1067. Official website of the show is DonnaMikeWebsite.com, and that's where you can click on the stream and get our Internet stream. And I have a note today.
How's it looking today?
We do have hair and portions. Hold on, shake, and there you go. We have hair. We have hair and apparently bone fragments.
Oh, dear.
So no drinking today.
No drinking it today.
No drinking the warm stream.
We'll try to see a doctor.
Our Internet stream, again, at DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Just click on Listen Live. A show is also available for podcasting. Go to iTunes and just key in Don and Mike. Or you can just email us anytime you want, and let's just shake it. Don't break it. And you can email us at DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Just click on electronic mail.
I am so proud to be on a radio station where certain day parts make a hell of a case for nuclear war.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
I don't even hear that anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of the time change.
I was listening to the disc jockey that follows us.
We talked about O'Reilly or the other guy.
The new guy. Oh, the new guy who's scarier.
Really?
In my opinion.
Did he ever say it was awesome?
No, I mean, it's tough to you know, you got to listen a couple of times to really dial it in, and then you hear that, and I'm like, whoa. I mean, really serious, you know, you've said it for years, Don, and I have always appreciated you say, you know, when you say nuke them and let God sort it out,
yeah.
And I've always appreciated your humor, but when you hear it really made, a really good argument for it, you know, nuke them. It's kind of scary. It really is.
It's kind of scary. If it's any consolation to you and those who are still listening to this new concept that CBS has come up with called Free FM. I think Shelley Winters has better legs than this thing does. I'm serious.
Nice legs.
Hey, and Shelley Winters' legs as they are today.
Oh.
You know. Or that guy from Chicago. That guitar player, Keith. Great guy. Like, or his legs. That's another guy that died, and I'm just mentioning it.
Right.
Because I really love the band Chicago, and this guy, Jesus Christ.
Are you forgetting his last name?
No, I got it.
Keith Sweat?
No, it's...
Keith Horn.
No, I'm getting it wrong. Keith is the last name. It's Toby.
Brian?
Toby Keith of the band Chicago. Anyway, one of the founding members, and if you're at all a musical aficionado, you know that
David.
There was... There was, hold on, David who? What's the name?
David Keith.
Yes.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Okay, how about Brian Keith?
But do you know who David Keith is?
No, I do.
Do you?
He was in Pet Sematary and he played Elvis.
Yeah, and he played an officer and a gentleman. He was the guy that was the guy that hung himself, an officer and a gentleman.
Hello.
And he plays a lot of rednecks.
Very obscure reference.
Very obscure, but nonetheless a movie guy.
But Brian Keith is a big
Brian Keith, a huge, huge
and
one.
And you've been compared physically to Brian Keith in years past. I know you're very proud of that.
I've always enjoyed that one. Brian Dennehy, Brian Keith, and who is the other guy?
Brian Doyle Murray.
No, never. That's the first. No, worse than that. Oh, my God. Vincent Price.
Vincent Price.
Wow.
Anyway, if you're a fan of the band Chicago, as I am, there was a period where they were great, and then there was the period when they had the faggot singer.
Peter Cetera.
Which was really the beginning of the end. And then there was the part where he left, and they got some other... The Queen to come and sing it, and they
Freddie Mercury.
They stopped using the horns,
and they
just started singing about if you would leave me, blah 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 blah
maybe
blah.
Maybe what a big surprise.
That would be in the in between period.
Okay. That still had horns.
That was just when they started to go down. Anyway, that. Guy's dead, and Chicago still tours, so who really cares?
But his legs are not good.
No, his legs today are no good. No good at all.
And that ties it all back together.
Exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, it was Keith Lamb, I believe.
Keith Lamb.
Yeah, right. Freeform guitar off of Chicago Transit Authority.
Yeah.
Freaky.
Yeah. Guy's an incredible musician.
Yeah, that's it, man. I got nothing funny.
Thank you. Guess what I've just discovered? Neither do I. I've got nothing funny either. I shouldn't even have mentioned that.
Keith Lamb, are you going to play some Chicago music today?
Yes, I did bring my Chicago CD in.
Good.
My brand new. And that's the great thing about a band like Chicago, mm-hmm. is that they keep finding ways to whore out the same songs.
Yes, over
because
and over.
Not only do I have most of the Chicago CDs, and I have their greatest hits collection.
Mm-hmm.
About a year ago, Rhino came out with this thing, a two disc box, mm-hmm. where it said every track, every hit, all of the albums.
Yeah.
And then for Christmas, I got this thing that's also from Rhino, a 5-disc
mm-hmm.
Chicago retrospective that has, of course, more than the other one has.
Right.
You know, it's got crap that you really don't even need to hear, mm-hmm. but it's one of those things you just have it because you like having it.
Mm-hmm. I like Chicago.
Yeah, so do I. You know who else does? King George.
Ah, great intro.
There you go. There he is.
That's the way to do it, right there.
There he is.
Now it's done.
That
was a good time to be a disc jockey, too.
Bill Horseman.
It's a good new name for him.
George Michael.
Yes.
The Horseman.
The Horseman.
The Orange Horseman.
We never knew how close he was until he came on this show.
No idea. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You know, Terry Kath killed himself playing Russian roulette.
That's another guy from Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the guitar player you were talking about.
Keith Lamb.
No, Keith Lamb, he's still alive, unfortunately.
Which one? Did one just die?
No.
No?
Are you sure?
No, none of them just died. I'm positive.
Didn't you get a call last night?
Yeah.
Mrs. Lamb.
Let me.
Oh, was it? But anyway, you want a real load.
Hold on.
Here's,
slow down.
Here's the thing that I want to say. And Mike, I don't want to say on the air who I got the call from.
Okay. All right.
You can understand why.
Yeah.
The person that called me to tell me that someone from Chicago was dead.
Yeah.
Was under the influence.
Oh. Well, you know, once again, if Buzz puts it in the machine.
I'm looking. So do that, Buzz.
All right.
Because I was telling the boys before the show today, this person that
you
all know.
You mentioned in the office.
Yes. They said I got the call and said, you know, this guy's dead.
I wasn't there for that.
What did you write? Who?
Who called you?
Oh, who? Oh. You know, I thought you were writing about the band of Who.
No, they're also very good.
Oh, that's Who.
Yeah. Keith Lamb lives.
Oh, okay.
Keith
okay.
Lamb lives. Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Okay.
I remember.
His legs are fine.
Well, thank you for the fill. You are correct, sir.
Aren't you in there
right.
for that? Yeah.
Hey, but you know, you want absolute Chicago wretched excess?
Well, now hold on.
Rhino just came out with Chicago Live at Carnegie Hall. It's 4 CDs of nothing but Chicago circa 1970. It's awful.
Okay, thank you. And now I've totally stopped the show and given out erroneous information. And because I'm a stand-up guy,
yeah.
I can't even out the person that called me up last night and told me that someone from Chicago was dead.
Guy, and you shouldn't out that person. Right.
No, I can't. Well, no, I can't.
Right.
I truly can't.
I know you said Lamb, but maybe you meant to say Wilson Pickett.
No, him I know. His legs are no good either.
That's right, and he lived in Ashburn for a while, I found out. That's where he was living.
That's right.
Hello,
he
there.
Did.
Yeah,
Don and Mike show.
Isn't that something?
Yes, that's really something.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, guys. Was it Eddie Money that called last night? I bet it was.
There's your out.
I bet it was.
A lot of old rock and rollers.
That's right. It was Eddie Money calling my house last night. All right, and you know, as a matter of fact, the person that called my house drunk, trying to tell me this, was pissing me off because it was right in the middle of 24.
Oh, that's not good.
And I kept saying, whatever it is, tell me later. No, I got to tell you now. You left Chicago. I got to tell you now. Some of Chicago is dead.
Oh.
So it was it upset the balance
yes.
of watching 24, which I just have to say again is simply the best show on TV. I don't think...
Another, like, phenomenal ending. Another where they gave
amazing.
Us a payoff
yep.
at the end. You know what I like about 24? What? They don't make you wait around.
Right.
They get right to it. The show is so frenetic and so fast-paced that you don't have to worry about waiting. They're going to... going to bring each little story. It's a little mini movie every week.
Mm-hmm. I told Mike, whenever he feels down about his brand new resolution,
yes,
about the weight,
yeah, right,
anytime you feel down, my friend, you look at Edgar Stiles,
right,
as he is this season on the show.
Yes.
And I mean, he was a big boy last year.
Yeah, Carl and I were talking about that, that my Edgar God. Stiles looks like he has put on maybe 70 pounds.
He's gigantic.
He's huge.
The whole show is great. Gene Smart's boobs are great.
Oh, boy, and there was just this long shot where they had Gene Smart's boobs for a minute and a half just hanging out there.
Yeah, President Hughes is fantastic. President Michael Hughes. Yeah.
And they, you know what I like is that you didn't have to wait to find out who the mole, you know, who the
right.
evil guy in the White House
right
was. They
it.
Figured it out, and of course, who figured it out? Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer.
Oh, is there anything he can't do?
Jack Bauer and Rudy.
He can go from being tender with a needy young person right to kicking the crap out of a guy.
Fantastic. The only complaint that I would have, and it's like just a two-minute, it's a nothing, it's a nitpick. Uh-huh. I mean, if someone called this show with something like that, I'd tell them to go to hell.
All right.
But
what
I'll just say anyway. I'm tired of Jack already with the woman who he was living with before, not shacking up with, but renting with,
right,
and the pimply son. I'm tired with the goodbyes with them with. I just want to tell you, your mother's a great lady.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of your mom. Give me a hug. Come on now. Give me a hug. I went through that a couple of times already. I have to trust me.
And now, I'm not sure it's goodbye. I think she may be around.
I am nitpicking. God, I hope not. I hope she's not around. Okay. Then you get rid of that horse faced Department of Defense chick, William Devane's daughter.
Right. Well, we're all the same way. You don't need those. That show moves so quickly. You don't need those little romantic interludes. Get rid of them. Have a romantic interlude between Chloe O'Brien and Edgar Stiles.
Yeah.
And have Edgar climb on top of Chloe
and suffocate her.
Oh, God. What's the matter, Chloe? Chloe, have you stopped breathing?
How about when Chloe says to the Secret Service guy, the undercover guy,
"I'm gonna let you climb into my bed."
We won't be seeing him no more.
Nope, he's out of there.
He's gone.
So let's see. Tonight, do I continue this? Do I continue? How many hours is it? God, it's 2 hours
again?
Tonight. 2 hours
of
Idol? AI. Yep.
Why are they doing 2 hours?
Because
America loves the
because
Idol.
there's lots of dirty fingernails out there that have
I'll
to
watch
be
it. I'll watch it. I just
bitten
wish,
off.
You know, I guess they're trying to knock it all out.
Lots of dirty toenails that have to be clipped tonight.
I think it's going to be good. I think they're in North Carolina.
Yeah,
you might see a McBride on that show.
Nope.
Singing.
Not going to do it.
Not even along any time with it at all.
Ixnay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Don and Mike. This is Keith in Sacramento. Just to put the Chicago thing to rest.
Probably. We already did.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to say it was Robert Lamb, not Keith Lamb, is the lead singer.
Okay. But the band had many singers.
Pete Cetera was the lead singer at the beginning. And they had
There you go. That's called Dial Tone. Enjoy it, my friend.
Wasn't Robert Lamb's nickname Little?
Well, his mom.
Mary. Yes. You know what? That's why I love this radio show.
Uh-huh.
We're not so big that we won't stoop to a Mary Had a Little Lamb joke.
No, of course.
Or even a Lego.
Of course not. Oh, and another of the calls that I got last night from somebody not drunk telling me that somebody had, what is this, Robert Kraft of the Patriots made his money with Schick Razors.
Yes, that's where his fortune has been.
And plays in Gillette Stadium?
Then why is it Gillette Stadium and not Schick Stadium?
I can't answer that.
Because then, boy, that'd be, you know, the Schick almost sounds like another word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boy, he stepped in a whole pile of Schick.
He made his money with Schick?
With Gillette. Made his money with Gillette. Plays in Schick's day. I know. The other way around.
Made
his money
Hold
with
on.
Schick. Plays in Gillette Stadium.
The note that I've just been handed in this most confusing of opening segments.
I like it.
It says, Robert Kraft of the Patriots made his money with Schick Razors.
Right.
Yes, that came
Not to be confused with Victor Kiam.
That's right, who had the nose and...
Remington Microscreen.
The nose, ear, and eye trimmer.
Right. Right.
Not eye trimmer.
Your
brown eye.
Yeah, but you don't use that kind of trimmer there. The Remington.
Your angry brown eye.
For safe, precise trimming of unsightly nose and ear hair.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Calling from your favorite town, Sacramento, where you are off the air.
Okay. Why?
Peja Stojakovic has been traded for Ron Artest And this is huge news with the one-hour press conference followed by Sports Talk with the Rise Guys.
You're kidding me.
We would have taken it.
You're kidding me. They're going to take the highest-rated show off the station because the basketball team traded a foreign guy? Not even for an American?
Well, let's look at the big picture. You love it, sir, don't you?
Oh, you hear him laughing? He's delighted to tell us.
You're sorry that there's bad news, but you love to give the bad news, don't you?
Wait a minute.
Your wiring is flawed. You're a bad person. No, there is no first.
No, Rob is absolutely spot on this.
I swear to God, your shirt never touched your back running to the payphone to call and tell us that.
8,000 people calling out from Sacramento. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, it's even worse. Guess who broke the news? Grant Napier.
Well, of course.
Of course.
He's the sports guy.
That's the guy that can't stand us anyway.
Right.
So, I mean, this is probably him hijacking the radio station.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So hold on. Let me just
get this. You can tell by the phone calls we're getting right now what people wanted to listen to on that station.
Let me just get this straight. The station that we're on... Then hold on a second. I know they're in last place. Let me just make sure.
Now, because there's a news story about a trade?
Because I know that it's a one-team town, and I know it's all you got. Don't mean that as a slam. Hold on. NBA.
No,
yeah, here we go. Phoenix, first place. LA Clippers, second. Lakers, third. Golden State, fourth. Sacramento, last place. So it's not like they're setting the league on fire.
Oh, this could turn it around.
So they're in last place. They trade some guy, and they're going to take our show off so that they can have, like, analysis of it?
There'll be questions.
Yeah. Well, sir, we're asking you. Is that what they're doing?
That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
The arbitrator? No, I'm talking to nobody since they're not listening. But, you know, the ratings came out last week. We're, like, number one.
Right. Yeah, this is not good.
That sucks. Well, let's look on the bright side, Mike. No calls from Sacramento today.
Well, no, opposite.
Who am I kidding?
Yeah, we'll get tons of calls from Sacramento.
That's all we're going to get now. People from Sacramento calling.
Look at the phone.
We've been taken off for a press conference.
This is the number one show in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
A press conference? For Pedro Stojakovic? Idis?
Ingus?
Ooh,
that's not good.
It's
that Raimi guy.
Not good. Not good.
No.
Not good. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Too many 916s showing up now on caller ID.
Right.
Hello.
Hey, that guy's an idiot. You guys are still on the air.
We're still on the air.
Yeah, you guys are still. I'm.
Turn us up.
Well, then hold on.
Turn us up so we can hear us.
Okay. You guys want to hear it?
Yes.
No, I just heard. I just heard number one show in Sacramento.
Mm. Here we go.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh, now I'm embarrassed.
How embarrassing is
now,
that?
Now I'm embarrassed. Somebody, it was a hoax.
That guy was an idiot.
He'd been set up.
They did break in and announce it, but you guys are still on the air. No problem.
Now, are they going to be covering a press conference today?
Maybe later, but their show doesn't. The sports show doesn't come on until 4, and they have a game tonight at 4:30, so they may cut your last half an hour or something off.
We should find out.
All right, let's find out.
We should find out. We really, really, after all this, boy, you know, we love a good fight, don't we?
Hey, producer.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
Call that dick out in Sacramento.
All right.
I called the program director, first name Dick, and ask Dick what's happening.
I'm sure I won't get voicemail.
You know, because
I don't doubt they broke in with an announcement.
There's nothing wrong with that. If you break in, because like you said, it's the only team in town.
Right. We interrupt this program bring you a bulletin,
and it's not a put down of Sacramento. You know, they're proud of their basketball team in last place.
Right.
So you say, hey, we've traded this guy. Now let's get back to the money making show on the station.
Right.
Let's get back to the one time of the day when. Well, I can't say that it's not bad there like it is here.
Mm-hmm.
They have listeners in other.
No, they have
parts.
Listeners in other parts of the day. It's a successful radio station.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so the guy that also speaks to that original call that we got where Rob was so right on. That guy could not wait to call us, and he misinterpreted it, and he just was eager to lay the bad news on us.
There's nothing I hate more than apologizing to one of these program directors named Richard, but we may have to. Hello? I mean, at least on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento.
Right.
Hi, what's happening?
Hey, those first two callers were, DAs. They just interrupted for a couple of seconds to say that it went down, and you guys are going to be preempted the last half an hour for the pregame show because Sacramento's in Philadelphia today, and it's a 4:30 start.
All right, that happens all the time.
All right.
Yeah, no. So those guys are jackasses.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
That guy should call back and apologize to us.
And everyone.
And to all of our listeners in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why it's not fair to get me worked up like that. Because I know there's a certain percentage of the audience that likes to get me worked up like that. And then you get Mike worked up.
Right.
And then we both get all worked up.
And we were worked up because, really, that is our most successful affiliate.
Yeah.
And we are very proud of that affiliate. And it does legitimately get us motivated if they're going to do something that's going to affect the show out there.
Something half-assed.
The preemption for an East Coast game, that happens all the time.
Right? Now, I'll say this. I do not like it. Originally, I'm serious. I don't like it when they preempt us for the Lesbian League.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, come on. Don't you have enough? Because they do run the WLBA games as well.
Exactly.
But that's months down the road.
Right. See, but I guess we've gotten the definitive word.
That's just something I would have thrown out if the guy was on the phone. If I could just yell at the guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I was ready. You know.
I know.
Jesus Christ. We deliver our audience out there 10 years. You're taking us off for this. I'm telling you, it was nothing.
It was, but you know, they broke in with a bulletin about a big trade, and that's fine.
Mm. Okay. And
meanwhile, Rob's talking to Sacramento.
Never mind.
Please call my bell when you get
it. Yeah, of course. His voicemail?
Well, of course, Rainey's at the manager's meetings.
Oh, that's
right.
I forgot. Oh, that's a CBS station. All of the CBS managers are in a room together.
Right.
Right now. And someone smart.
And I don't doubt that you know who made the announcement, though. If he broke in on our show.
Right. Oh, Queen Napier?
Everything's going to be fine because the guy that's covering for Remy while he's at the manager's meetings is the PD of the Jack station.
Oh, good.
Jack FM.
And his voicemail sounds a lot like this.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something we got to do today also on the show is try to call our managers who are out at the CBS meetings in San Diego.
Just like a bunch of sea lions. Baking themselves out on the...
You know what it's like, really? Have you seen the commercial? It's a great one. With the guy where he's in the office, really with a bunch of monkeys.
Yeah.
And he says...
Has the whoopee cushion.
He says, I can't get anything done. Really, mm-hmm. I'm working with a bunch of monkeys.
Right.
And really, it's great because it's monkeys wearing suits and ties.
Right.
And picking up the telephone when no one's there.
That's one of the rooms. The other rooms is the commercial with the guys dancing. You know, the guy's dancing, and they come in, hey, we're trying to get some work done, and they...
Can I say that commercial, I'm burned on it,
mm-hmm.
but you are not the first person, that now that they put that back in rotation,
right.
with that whole, and there was it,
right.
I was watching TV with somebody, and thinking, boy, how dim... How dim can you be if you are... Gosh, I hope that person's not listening. But I was thinking, how dim can you be if you're sitting there watching this, like, bobbing your head back and forth, like haven't you seen this 8,000 times?
I laugh every time I watch it.
Yeah, and then I found out I discussed it with more people. Everybody does.
Everybody loves that.
Everybody does, because the one guy says...
It's even difficult to hear, because he kind of mumbles all that information, and right. then he shuts his phone, he hangs up his phone, and then... puts the boombox back on. And it's just the way they dance. That's what I like about it.
It's Push It by Salt and Pepper, right? Or maybe it's not. So last night also, when I'm on the telephone during 24, big mistake, everybody in my personal life, you should not call during 24.
Sorry.
No, it wasn't you.
Oh, that's right. I didn't call you.
Hello.
The Jack PD is also at the manager's meeting.
Of course.
But he's going to give my number to Mike Ramey. They're on a lunch break.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't surprise me. I bet you I know who's running the store around there.
Sure.
Sure, right.
Starting to Absolutely. Fall into place now. Isn't
yeah, the guy that's there all the time.
Clay Napier.
Rick Napier.
Grant Aiken. That's right.
Napier Aiken.
Oh, that's great. Elton Napier. Oh, we haven't done that in a long time.
So the phone rings, and it's a buddy of mine. And
hey, buddy.
hey, Bobby, says something like, we started talking just about what's been going on, and this is another one of the calls I'm getting. Do people want to socialize with me a little bit now? Mm-hmm. And I say, I'm not quite ready, even with a male friend. I'm not quite ready to go out yet and have dinner, but I'll let you know. And then he said, oh, yeah, and besides, you're not watching American Idol this year, right? And I said, you're goddamn right I'm not. I said, you know me, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. This guy, I've known him the whole time, Mike and I, have been over 20 years.
Right.
I've known this guy. He said, I guarantee you, you bet me anything at all, once they start getting to the part where they sing and they vote people off, you're going to be as bad as you were last year or the year before or the year before. And this is a guy who doesn't watch American Idol and does not like American Idol. It said to me, on one hand, I think you're doing the right thing. You realize it's crap. But on the other hand,
he thinks okay.
You're going to give in. You know, you're setting yourself up to look like the world.
Well, see what he's done. He's offered you a challenge now.
Biggest fool.
He's offered you a challenge. Throwing down the gauntlet. Can you stay away from it? I'm reasonably sure that you can't.
I'm reasonably sure I can't hate you, too.
Oh. What was that?
I'm reasonably sure I can't.
Okay, so you'll come back to American Idol.
I think that, well, not tonight I won't.
No, but you can.
I promise I won't tonight. I promise I won't tonight.
Okay. You can stay away. You can do it.
I promise. And there's a part of me that also wonders if people are tired of hearing us just rehash American Idol. But then I think, hold on, we talk about what people are talking about.
Huge.
And if that's what people with dirt under their fingernails are talking about, then that's what we should talk about. And I'm one of the people with dirt under my fingernails.
Well, because the thing that's great about that show and the thing that makes people talk about it is because compared to a lot of other reality shows, you've got so many viewers of this program, and they're going to have something happen because it is a reality show, and people do stupid things, and there's going to be incidents, and there's going to be controversy. There will be, because it's live, and it's real, and that's why, and so many people are watching it, that's why people are going to talk about it.
Wish everybody could be like me.
Mm-hmm. Above it, rise above it.
No, just have my attention span.
That's right. And
what I'm saying is just, you know, I really...
What's next?
I might get caught back up into it, mm-hmm. but I'm ready for something new. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like something new on me. Mm-hmm. You know, all my favorites are leaving. Well, and great for signing off.
I know.
All your favorites. Now, what am I going to do about that?
You've got My Name is Earl.
Not for 3 weeks.
Oh, that's
because
right.
He's got chicken pox.
Really?
So the show is shut down. Do you know that...
I had no idea.
Another one of the many phone calls that I got over the weekend, over the busiest weekend of my life, was from Greg Garcia,
mm-hmm.
the guy that used to be our intern, who is now the executive producer, the creator of My Name is Earl.
Right.
And we were chatting
He's a mogul.
We're chatting about a couple of unrelated things, and as it turns out, the reason he had called was, of all things, to ask me for some advice.
Wow, cool.
And I'm like, what advice can I possibly give you?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'm going to be going out today at a stand-up. I said, what's a stand-up? He said, we've got a bunch of advertisers and reporters, and they're moving the show to Thursday night, and it's a press conference. And Jason Lee has come down with chicken pox,
mm-hmm.
and he can't show up.
Right.
And nobody else from the cast can show up because they've all been quarantined.
Oh.
So what do you think I should do?
Mm-hmm.
And I told him a million dumb things. I don't know what he did. Mm-hmm. I said, first, I would draw a bunch of red dots on my face.
Right.
I said, I think you're a funny guy. You can just go out there and wing it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember Sean Dell telling both you and I how weird Greg Garcia looked on the People's Choice Awards.
Because he's bald now?
Yeah. And I didn't see him on the People's Choice Awards.
Right.
This is a guy that was an intern for Mike and me 15 years ago, but
right.
longer than that. One of the last things I said to him was, oh, and listen, whatever you do, Sean Dell, I said, you remember her? He said, oh, yeah. I said, she said you really looked bad on the People's Choice Awards.
Oh, God.
So whatever you did on the People's Choice Awards, don't do it this thing today.
Oh.
I mean, I said it kiddingly, and I think he took it in the
good.
Same
good.
In the same fashion. But
I didn't know that they shut down production because of chicken pox.
Wow. It's contagious.
That's yeah. nasty.
It's contagious. So everybody on the show, the guy, the you know, I always get his name wrong. I think of him as the guy from the rubber band man from the Office Depot commercials, but
Crab man.
Yeah, like he can't.
That's amazing.
Come around, Jimmy Presley can't come around for a while.
That's wild. I didn't hear that.
Pox are much more serious on adults.
Yes.
Grown-ups,
yeah.
They can really mess you up. It
can be deadly, yeah.
It can be deadly?
Yeah, they can.
you know, with that newsman voice, everything can be deadly.
They can kill you.
Hello there. Hello, Don and Mike. Is this the original ass?
This is the original ass fat, guys.
Yeah, what a hump you are.
What are you doing?
Now, hold on. You're the guy that started the whole thing about KHTK, right?
Yep.
Well, because just like Rob said, you could not wait. You didn't want to listen clearly. You didn't want to know what was going on because you just couldn't wait to tell us, right?
Well, hang on. Let me state my case.
Okay, first, tell you what.
It's not the same guy, is it?
No, it is. I'm the same guy.
Hold on. We got to do a commercial break.
Yeah, hold on.
I'll hold. I know you've got nothing else to do. Let's make sure from Joe.
Mickey, Mickey.
Joe. That it's the same guy.
All the one guy.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe.
Joe, is that the same guy?
I don't know.
Well, now, hold on. You put it up on the screen in big, gigantic letters, ass calling to apologize.
That's what he told me, and I believe him.
Well, now, don't you normally keep track of people's phone numbers and stuff?
Well, I can. However, when that guy got away from us, I did.
Hold on. And he's calling from area code 415.
Which is California.
Where's that, San Francisco?
I don't know.
I think the original call was from 916.
What are the parameters?
I have no parameters to go on this one.
Do you think the original call was from 916?
No, I mean, the voice sounds
Joe,
similar to me.
Joe,
that's the thing.
Joe,
brought it up.
Joe?
Yes?
Do you think the original call was from 916?
No, I don't.
Okay. 415 is San Francisco.
I seem to think it was 916, because I think that's why I went there. Because I see where the area codes are.
Oh,
but who knows? Mm. Let's see if this is the guy. Thank you, Joe.
Sure.
Thank you. All right. The parameters of your phone call now are as such. Hang up, please.
Okay.
Bye, Joe.
Good day.
Joe.
There he is.
Now, is this the same guy?
Yeah, Don.
Really?
Yep. I live in the city, but I can pick up HGK on my transistor. I live in San Francisco.
The crystal set.
Okay, yeah. Here's what we're going to have to do.
I don't think it's the same
Do
guy.
We still have that tape thing back there? The tapes of the show?
Well, in the back room, yeah.
Okay, during the commercial,
uh-huh.
Go back, not you. When you guys...
Now, wait a minute. Now, because of that...
Wait, I can give you that little laugh.
No, now I think it's him now, because he just did that.
The laugh.
Now I think it's him.
You think so?
Yeah, because he did the same type of thing before.
Yeah.
Yeah, the nervous laugh.
All right, well, hold on. We can check the tape during the break. Here comes the cable guy. Hi, John.
Hi there. I think it's the same guy, too. Voice sounds the same. I didn't talk to him on the phone, but it does sound the same.
Sounds like the same guy, and he does have that little laugh.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting such a spotlight on him now. It's what he wants, Rob.
I know.
Well, listen, we'll have our fun with him in just a second.
We will.
Give us a moment. You know, it'll be thumbs up or thumbs down.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back, and we will discuss you.
You will kiss the gunner's daughter.
Hold on, please.
Mr. Christian?
And then we've got so many pricks to get to today.
I know.
Because Rob has all of his allergy stuff to tell us about.
Oh, man, he's like the human pincushion.
The many pricks that Rob has received over the last 24 hours. And exactly how many things are you allergic to?
Well, everything except two. I brought a list.
Wow, cool. And how many things did they test you for?
A lot. Long sheet.
I guess you don't really want to put a number on it, although you usually do that type of thing.
I didn't count. My guess would be something in the neighborhood of like 35.
35.
You're allergic to 35 things.
That's just a guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that include people? Races of people? Religions of people? Or are we talking simply about like food and
they have no food
air?
I believe
that's simply a psychological aversion.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, you know what? If we don't do this, we're going to be so screwed later. We're already screwed right now.
We are?
Yeah. Look at this. This has been an hour and 8 minutes.
Yeah, nobody even told me I love you.
I will take responsibility for the bad information about the guy from the band Chicago.
Okay.
However... Al?
Yes, sir.
If that is your name, Al.
It is.
This is going to go on your permanent record.
Oh.
Permanently.
Oh.
Yeah, you sit tight, Al. We're not done with you yet.
Hold on a second. We're going to come back and yell at you.
Yeah. You little okay. Weaselly Al.
Stay right there.
Weasel. Think about what you've done.
Albert.
I get to be okay.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been too long.
Goddamn right.
Let's break it up.
Capital B, capital O, capital O, capital K.
Amen.
I know. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Very scary, kids. And I'm not kidding you this time. The Don and Mike Show.
No American Idol for me tonight.
Good for you. Be strong.
Not going to do it.
Hang in there.
Not going to do it.
I really don't think you're giving up that much.
Not going to do it.
What do you mean? I just, you know, I mean, I don't feel the same way about that show as I do about 24 when I'm coming home really, like, sure. Planning my whole night around it. Right. I mean, if something came up, I'd be out of there.
But I used to.
Right.
I used to really run home.
You've grown.
Like a queer girl.
But as that guy that called you said, there will be a time.
Maybe.
When we're all going to be saying, hey, you got to watch it tonight and see who gets voted off.
Don't do it.
Okay,
Don.
Let's see. Let's see what happens.
But see, Buzz is with you because he's never watched it.
Right. I know, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
And you're gonna have to be strong with me on this.
I'm going to try. I'll try to have you call me if you need it.
Don't be surprised if you see my number on caller ID one of these nights at 8 o'clock.
You're going to be like the guy on the commercials that stays a minute past 5 o'clock at the office. The stuntman for Miller. Is it Miller Lite?
Yeah.
great. Another great ad campaign.
Have you seen the one where he goes shopping with his girlfriend during the playoffs?
You know, by skipping American Idol, you're not just harming yourself. You're harming others. I have no one to call.
You're hurting America.
Last week, I almost had to speak to my wife. Almost.
All right, let's get back to the ass on the phone.
Yes.
Hello, ass.
Ass from Frisco, checking in.
All right, so now let's get the circumstances straight. In real life, our station in Sacramento...
Mm-hmm.
That we're very protective of, and our audience that we adore no matter what we say
right.
on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We hate it when the show is interrupted out there.
Yeah, I mean, we could other markets around the country, we could kind of look the other way.
Right.
This is a market that's been with us for a long time.
So you call and you say that the Kings have traded some guy whose name ends in a vowel.
First thing he says is we're off the air.
Yeah. Or maybe not a vowel, maybe it was a consonant. Either way, a foreign guy. You say they've mm-hmm. traded some guy, and they're announcing it, and they're taking you off for the rest of the day, and they're going to have the sports guy come in, and they're going to have an hour-long discussion about this.
And you say it joyfully.
Now,
there's joy in his disappointment, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's Sacramento.
As it turns out, you're wrong on so many fronts, as we know now.
That they simply broke in with a bulletin and announced that our show, as has been the case many times, will be preempted one half hour early due to the pregame show for the Kings.
And all they did was break into the thing saying that they traded this guy.
And
you know, they're allowed to do that.
Were you kind of hearing what you wanted to hear?
No, I called in. Before I even heard about the trade, I called in. I was holding. I had a joke about Edgar.
Okay, so you called in with a totally different subject matter,
yes.
And then you were listening on your station as you were waiting on hold, and this happened.
Absolutely. Yeah. While I was on hold to talk about Edgar, I heard on the radio. I got a little transistor, and Grant Nager came in and announced the trade,
mm-hmm.
and he said, "We will be talking about this trade extensively." This afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when their show is on.
That's right.
Their show is on in the afternoon.
Later this afternoon. He didn't say we're going to break into the show now and discuss this now.
No, but there's a 3-hour difference here, so I thought it would be on right away.
What do you mean there's a 3-hour?
No, wait a minute. Is this a defense, you moron?
He thought Grant was going to break into our afternoon instead of his.
Wait a minute. There's a 3-hour difference. What the frick does it matter? Out there where you are,
it's afternoon here and it's afternoon there.
Yeah, but they discuss. They bring him up right to the podium, right when it happens. and they talk about
it. Well, what are you talking about?
They bring who to the podium? From what?
What's his name?
Sir? Oh, God, what's his name? God!
So they trade for Ron Artest. Is that a fact?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you watching the press conference on TV simultaneously, Mr. Multitasker?
No, but it was going to be on the radio.
Mm-hmm. What did you say? They brought a guy up to the podium. What are you talking about?
What guy did they bring to the podium?
The general manager.
How did you know that? When they broke him with the bulletin? Is that what they were saying?
No, I switched off the Fox.
You switched off the what?
The Fox radio.
Switched off the Fox radio. I am so confused by this idiot. I don't know what to do.
We're not on Fox radio. We're on KHTK.
I know, but I have a little radio that has buttons that I can go to different stations.
All right, so hold on a second. So you left our station to turn another station on.
Yes, because of his incredible attention deficit disorder.
Dexterity.
Was it on the other station that you heard them saying that they were bringing him to the podium?
Yes.
Then why do we give a flying F what some other station is doing?
If Grant Napier says that we're going to be discussing the trade immediately.
Why are you defending yourself?
You're
wrong.
You are so dumb. Hi, cable guy.
Well, hi. I got a little more info on this. I checked on ESPN.com, and sir, you have the story completely wrong.
Wow.
The only people that are reporting this thing right now are Stojakovic's agent. The team won't comment yet until it passes through the NBA and gets approved there. So the general manager was not anywhere on a podium.
No.
Then why did KHTK break in if there's...
Well, the agent of Stojakovic is saying that it's happening, but it hasn't.
That's normal. Normal when there's a trade, an agent or something, if they have a breaking story, they say they have it. You know, there's a tentative trade.
Right.
They do that all the time. That's a breaking news story. Mm-hmm. What I'm confused about is what this guy is saying.
And why are you listening to something on Fox Sports Radio and then turning on our station and calling us to tell us about it?
And what are you saying about a podium?
The podium up at the... The Kings Arco Arena.
The podium at the arena. What about the podium? There would be nobody.
They call a press conference to announce that we are in the midst of.
Who did? Hold on. Who said they did? Who said they did?
Sacramento press guys.
Who said they did?
Whoever was.
Who said they called a press conference?
Chris Myers.
What station? Was it on our station?
No, it's on Plus.
Then why do we care? Yes. Stupid ass!
Because Grant Napier came on your station.
No!
This is qualified.
You're stupid!
No, I'm not.
God damn, you're stupid! You're so stupid! Now, which one was for abortion, Roe or Wade? Really,
I don't
want the answer.
I know that the Roe v. Wade decision is the decision that upheld abortion. I don't know the details of it.
Which one of them?
Abortion rights.
Which one of them was for it?
I don't know, Don. I really don't know.
I really got to know.
I'll let you know.
Because that's going to be this guy's last name.
Your pro-choice is what you're saying.
I prefer Wade.
What was that?
I prefer Wade.
Coat hanger says what?
We're even dealing with this guy's comment about a podium in a press conference, which I think is an error.
Yeah.
Because if an agent is reporting a tentative deal that's going to trade a guy from one team to another, there would not be an immediate press conference. And if you're talking about a podium, then that confuses me even further.
No, because general manager, go up to the podium.
Are you speculating this?
Announced to the local media that there's a trade in the works.
Okay, now you're saying that a general manager for the Kings?
Yes.
Spoke at a press conference and indicated there is a trade in the works?
Yes.
That's very rare also.
And you heard this while you were listening to Fox Sports.
Yeah.
And right now, is Don speaking to you from a podium or not from a podium?
He's probably standing because he's pissed.
No, you're just making a lot of assumptions, including the assumption that they do this all the time. I don't think that in any sport, general managers have press conferences. Have press conferences to say that there's a trade in the works.
No, it doesn't happen. No, you don't.
Yes,
and also,
Ron Artest has been on the block for 3 months.
That doesn't matter.
Listen, We don't care. We don't care. Frankly, you know what? Why aren't you calling Chris Myers with us?
At home.
Yeah. How come you're not calling Chris Myers, telling him what we've done on our show? Why are you calling us, telling us something that happened on another radio station? And trying to weave it into this.
There's a very, very important fact here.
No. First of all, it was on your station.
There's a very important fact here.
You
I'm going to say
on
that,
your...
that on our station, that a press conference was not announced.
You should have been aborted.
No, Grant Nation
and it should have been one of the worst. It should have been like... I'm talking like Vietnam.
Like Dances with Wolves?
What I'm saying is, go rent yourself a nice Vietnam-era movie and check out the way that they treated their chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know what's amazing? He's arguing still about the podium, but not about his own abortion.
Let's not put your mom through an abortion. Let's just kill your mom.
All right. Mom lives in Horde.
But we would have to go back in time.
My mom lives in time.
Would you not admit that you perhaps have made statements in error because you haven't really thought it through
or you didn't listen?
Would you admit that?
Yes.
All right, Al, we need to know your full name. Is it Albert, Alvin? What's Al short for?
Al.
What's it short for?
Ben.
Alvin, of course it is. What's your last initial?
Wade.
No, I need your last initial.
M.
M. All right.
Mm-hmm, good.
Alvin M.
I'm going to get the book. I've been a 6-year listener. I'm the only listener in San Francisco.
Alvin BFD. You know, this never would have happened if your mom would have met that sailor.
Right.
None of this would have happened.
Look what he's done to our show today.
Yeah. Look at this. You know, that's why I tell you, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Mike.
There are some things you should never throw away that
Mike.
We take for granted now.
Shut up, Alvin. Don's talking.
They're both made out of the same material, roughly.
Yes.
First is the United States penny.
Yes.
I want to tell you something. I keep them in a jar. They're worth money. The second thing that's made out of a similar material
mm-hmm.
is a wire hanger. There will come a time.
Yeah.
Trust me. You always want to carry a bag of pennies with you. And a bag of wire hangers.
Bag of wire hangers. You're never without them.
Because you never know when you want to stop a future Dynamite listener.
Yes, like Alvin.
From joining the world.
Right.
No wire hangers.
Right. Thanks, Alvin. You retain that.
Alvin, you are going.
Congratulations. You have been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive Listeners Club. You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
Right.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign, which is to be placed prominently in your front yard. You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book.
That's it, you're in the book.
Good day. I said good day, sir.
Good day.
Good day.
What that means is now if you ever try to call again, we've got your number.
And
you're
sure,
not going to be able to get through.
Right.
As much as you like being referred to as Alvin M, we have a new name for you.
Yeah.
And that is 000 stroke, not not, stroke, bagel, bagel, 4, 3.
43.
Right. 43. No, you're not allowed to talk anymore.
Now, hold on. We're getting many emails from Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
For instance, Johnny writes, Dear Don and Mike, this guy you have on the air right now is full of S, and what a dumbass. They did break in to let Grant Napier announce a trade.
Uh-huh.
He works for the Kings.
Right.
He is in Philadelphia. Stated they would talk about this in the pregame show. The break of him talking, cutting into your show, was 18 seconds.
Oh, my God.
I would be glad to send you the MP3. Rip this guy a new one.
Uh-huh.
He's a total ass and will not shut up.
Right.
I wish you had been aborted.
Huh.
And again, that comes from Johnny.
Right.
Hi-oh.
Johnny.
You know, thanks so much. The wild, wild stuff.
Now, as always, when someone goes into the book and it means you can't call anymore,
right.
We do like to give you one last sign-off.
Yes, so it's all up to you, sir.
I gave you the last word.
What?
Oh,
he hung up on
him. Gone.
There he goes.
Alvin?
Did you hear him try to get that? Give me the last word.
You
hear that? Little ass. I want more payback now.
I'm trying to decide if that was satisfying or
that
not.
That wasn't.
Because of what he did.
Yeah.
Because he was, in his retardation, he was smart enough to do that little thing at the end that made me angry. I'm hello. Flying to California tonight.
Don and Mike, hello.
This is me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Good,
I'm sorry.
Good start. Okay, what not?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Southern Maryland.
Not from Sacramento.
Okay, very
not
good.
Not from Sacramento.
Then proceed, friend.
Oh, hello, friend. I realized that I put in my wrist calling after that tool, and I did not call for the express purpose of calling of busting your balls, Mr. O'Meara. But when you mentioned the ad, the great beer ad campaign, apparently it's not that great a campaign because you did get the company wrong.
Is it Bud Light instead of Miller Light?
Yeah, it's Bud Light.
Oh, well, whoop-dee-doo.
Again,
and I asked, when I said it, I said, is it Miller Light?
Listen,
and you did. I acknowledge that, but you did say what a... Hello?
Yeah. No, you're still on the air.
Oh, okay. You did say
hold
what
on,
a great
hold on
campaign.
A second.
Hey, guess what?
Yes, sir?
It's 2006.
Mm-hmm.
It's the year of the ass on the Don and Mike show. If you
it
check
is,
your Chinese it calendar, it's the year of
right.
the ass.
Yes.
And this is going to be the year we accept no back talk and no nitpicking.
Congratulations.
2-1.
You've been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive Listeners Club.
Yeah, Mike, I would just like to say that it really wasn't Miller Lite, it was Bud Light.
All the privileges that come with said title.
Didn't I?
Watch your
and I indicated when I was talking about it that I didn't know which beer it was.
Which is to be placed prominently in your...
Food. Didn't I even say something about, I was screaming about something that I realized that I was nitpicking and that it would, if someone called us with that, I would get mad about it, but too bad.
Good day, sir.
Well, good day. Well,
good
that's the hypocrite in me coming out. You tool, you're in the book.
First
your
name
history.
And last initial.
Please have mercy.
No, go to hell.
First name and last initial.
Jason S. Or Jason C. I can't even get my name right.
Jason C. Very good, Jason C.
Let's go with S. Let's not bring your mom into this and mention C.
All right, Jason. Zero, yes, zero, zero, stroke. Zero, zero, stroke. Zero, zero, four. Four.
That's it.
Number 44.
See what you've made us do?
See
what you've made us do?
Bad Jason.
Yes, sir.
Bad.
I'm a bad Jason. Yes, sir.
All right, but we do give you the last word as we give all of our bookings.
Bookings.
You know, getting that one, and I think we just have to accept that. Mm-hmm. But they'll never trouble us again.
That's right. Although, you know, just not satisfying enough.
No, it isn't satisfying. We've got to come up with something else because...
Not satisfying.
They all know that little trick.
They're on to it.
Yeah.
The little small brains have enough of their gray matter dedicated to that one segment of the show where they try to get a little... mini. They try to get that in there before we hang up on them.
Not anymore.
You know, we will have a staff meeting. And we will find a way to combat these idiots.
Yes. People should never underestimate just how petty, devious, and underhanded we can be.
By the way, the book is available at Amazon.com.
Yeah. And people always ask, why does Rob put all those bagels, zeros, and aughts in front of the name? Right. Well, we want to have room.
Exactly. That's right.
We have big plans.
Oh, now we've got the Joe interview coming up. And listen, in the next break, we're going to be turning about 10 minutes of the show over to Doughy-Headed Joe, which is always an experience. I think the setup on this, is it the college kids, right?
World Beer Pong Champions.
The World Beer Pong Champions. Now,
perfect. You got a perfect interviewer for that.
I just want to say, I don't have a lot of faith in Joe handling 10 minutes by himself.
Mm-hmm.
So stand by. If Joe needs some phone calls, we may let you play a little... How about that? Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Very good.
E to E, Jew to Jew,
sure.
Gay to Gay, yeah, Larry.
Larry King.
Virtually any of the fabulous comedic interviewing styles that we've honed and refined over the years.
Very good.
The only way to save the Joe Show may be for the callers to call in and do some bits while Joe's talking. That is, you know, just a backup.
Yeah.
Not that I don't think that Joe can carry 10 minutes with the guy.
Good backup. But it's important to have a backup.
But I'm worried about Joe since, I guess it was on Friday's show, when we had, God, if you think that these people that we've just had on in the last couple of minutes are stupid,
mm-hmm.
You should have heard these two losers that we had on Friday.
Definitely. Might be the all-time worst contestants we've ever had.
Playing retard trivia. Really, we are playing retarded trivia. We are playing a game called Jeopardy. And the questions are so easy that a retard could get them right. These guys could get nothing right.
None.
And they stunk on ice, and the phones were jammed.
And one guy had like a CB radio on in the background.
Mm-hmm. So the phones are jammed, and I said to Joe, all these people calling, why you got to give us the two dumbest guys to call the show today? Those are the parameters that I was given. The parameters.
Right. The parameters. Yes, that
parameters.
Was an excuse.
Because I guess there was an entire list. As you know, we go through producers the way that most folks go through socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, as it turns out over the years, as each producer has tried to ingrain him or herself into the position of pretending that they're the boss...
Mm-hmm.
In the back room back there, all kinds of unreasonable
parameters
have been put up. For instance, Joe was supposed to ask the people what the Great Lakes were.
Yeah, he's got a series of questions that he uses to screen the contestants for low-budget Jeopardy.
Like, who is the president after so-and-so and before so-and-so? What's the capital of this? And also, what's the name of Mike's daughter? What's the name of Don's dogs? And what's the name of Rob's kids? And then the last one was nobody on a cell phone.
Right.
Okay, and according to Joe, that was the number one directive that all of our producers have given him.
Mm-hmm.
No cell phones.
Handed down over the years.
As it turns out, both of these idiots that were playing the game on Friday...
Were on cell phones.
Were on cell phones.
Who knows? So much for the parameters.
The parameters.
But Parameter Boy is going to have a chance to make it right today. He's going to come in here and he's going to wow us.
Well... It's turned into Bitch Session Tuesday.
Yeah, but get ready to fall out of the chair and fall on the ground laughing.
The Joe Show, and we'll need your calls, I'm pretty sure, with Joe and the world champion.
Beer Pong World Champs.
Beer Pong World Champs coming right up.
Excellent.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand. Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. Your favorite asses. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's right. Well, let's see. You've got these guys. One guy's named Jason. Another guy is named Nick. Joe, get on in here, please. And they are your national beer pong championship winners.
Beer pong, wonderful, wonderful sport.
They went to Michigan, University of Michigan.
Big school.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Big program.
Now, remember, callers, everybody, and don't forget, it's the year of the ass, so be careful when you call.
Yes.
You don't want to get put in that book.
No, no.
In the good book. The real book. Don't let them tell you in church that that's the book.
No, our book is the good book.
We've got the book. Joe, I have limited confidence in you.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
So we may or may not need calls to help out Joe. But now...
And Joe, if you wouldn't mind stopping that autistic rocking.
You know, talk about putting yourself in danger.
Look at him.
We're about to give...
Now that bodes well for the bit.
Valuable minutes of our radio show right
Thank
now.
Thank you for your confidence.
To the no world's problem. Oldest phone screener.
You ever see those, like, movies from the institutions where you see the guy in the corner that's yeah. like going back and forth?
Joe looking resplendent today in his...
In his auto suit.
He does Halloween look like... every day, Mike.
He looks like real-life Otto from The Simpsons.
Sure.
He's got a wonderful yellow... some type of sweatshirt top, his usual dungarees, and of course, his Stones hat.
And his very comfortable slip-on shoes.
Right. His They're slippers. All the rage. They're all the rage. Buzz has them, too. We mm-hmm. love them.
Yeah. Are you ready? Comfy.
Hey, Rob, we're the Joe
Places
Show
Places are for fans.
That's right.
Let's get these guys on the phone and let's get your interview segment started. Oh, here yeah. we go. And here we go.
Joe Moe's.
Yeah, well, close enough.
We got
Joe, let me see. Here now, on both of these phone lines, we have both...
Jason and Nick.
Jason yes. and Nick.
And now, without further ado, here's your host, Joe Ardinger.
Welcome, everybody, to the Joe Show. My guests are Jason Coben and Nick Valisarius.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that got that right, guys. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing real well, thank you.
And so you guys are beer pong champions.
Yes, sir.
World champions. You're excited about that.
Well, we have to be.
Okay, so how does all this beer ponging originate? Obviously, you go to college or have been to college, and that's where you picked up your skills. But how does this all get organized really quickly? All right, well, that's great. So anyway, who's the stronger of the two of you? Who like actually won the beer pong champion, and the other guy kind of slacked along?
Actually, we're pretty equal in the thing because we won our last game by both of us making our last shots.
Oh, okay. And so is beer pong played like ping pong? I guess you have to score 21 points or something like that.
No, there's, you got to clear the other opponent's cups away.
That's great. Anyway, so. So how many beers do you drink during a beer pong match?
About two and a half.
That's lightweight. How did the Chinese do?
Hey, can you guys hold on for just a second?
Joe, let's...
I just want to... One moment, please. Right, can I just offer just this tiny little piece of advice?
There you go. The mic's
right. I think it was made famous on the Today Show when they're interviewing more than one person.
Yeah.
So these guys don't know, whether the other guy's going to talk
or not.
And hello?
They just hung up.
One or both of them.
Guys?
Hello? Oh, they're still there.
Is that Jason or Nick?
Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Jason, are you on the line?
There?
Is this Jason? Hang up.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try.
The Jason guy hung up.
I learned this watching Matt Lauer, Joe. You see, when you've got a Jason and a Nick, in order to...
Well, now we've got Nick, so it's all taken care of.
Joe, please pay attention. When you're interviewing two people, if you mention their name, you specifically ask the individual.
Right.
Like, Jason, where did you learn? Then they'll answer individually, and they won't walk over each other, as they did three times in a row.
I'd be interested in knowing what beer pong's all about.
Right, yes.
Well, Nick, what is beer pong all about?
Good question, Joe.
Well, beer pong is a game where you play on, like, a ping pong-sized table, and you have 10 cups on each side that are set up like bowling pins, just like regular party cups.
Right.
You have two ping pong balls, and it's a two-on-two game. Each player shoots, and the first team to knock out all the other guys' cups wins, and they drink whatever you make.
And where did this take place?
It takes place at usually house parties, people's apartments, that kind of thing. And then recently, because it started getting a little bit bigger, a lot of bars have been running tournaments around the whole country.
And, Nick, there were other countries involved, hence the World Championship?
There were from Canada, actually, made the trip.
So it's really just the Beer Pong Championship of Canada and America?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought world, meaning perhaps some Australian, some English, some Irish. Or some Japanese, or perhaps some Chinese, because, the Chinese are good at that other pong ping.
Yeah, that's what we were expecting, actually. We were expecting, those big Asian guys that can eat, 40 hot dogs in 2 minutes and stuff like that come over and not mix the cup. But it was basically just a bunch of college kids that thought they were the best on their campus.
And, Nick, where does the American Indian fit into all of this?
They weren't allowed.
And how about Poland?
Poland?
Yeah.
They got lost.
They got lost?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
Huh?
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that you couldn't make it to the tournament.
How about
technical difficulties?
How about the Afghanistan?
Yeah. They couldn't get on the plane.
And the Iraqis?
Also couldn't get on the plane.
Couldn't get on the plane. Well, Nick, tell me more about beer pong. Now, you said earlier you only drank two beers.
Joe, I hate to say this to you. Wouldn't you like to take some calls from the audience?
Well, I'd love to. I didn't know the 10 minutes went by so fast.
You know, the 10 has been short.
Wait a minute. This is important. Nick said he only drank 2.5 beers during the game.
Why?
What kind of beer drinking game is that?
Well, each game. It's playing about 18 or so games.
Oh, okay.
And each game was about two. There's more legal. Like, when we play by ourselves, stuff like that, we drink a little bit more. But when it comes to that, they can only have up to a pitcher an hour or something like that.
So. Only a pitcher an hour?
Yeah.
How difficult could it be to put a ping pong ball into a cup after a pitcher of beer?
Ask him what the style is. How does it work? How does the game work? Do they bounce it, and then does it have to bounce it? How many bounces do you get? All that stuff.
Do you have to bounce?
You can do either one. As soon as they let it go, the ball's live. So,
what was that, Nick? You were a little quick with that.
Well, you can do either one. I mean, do you bounce it on your side of the table? Does it bounce on the other side and then into the cup? Or?
Why'd your friend hang up?
I don't know. I thought you hung up on me, too.
Oh, no.
No. Hey, I'll tell you what, Nick. How about some calls?
This is radio gold.
Do you have to stand behind the line to throw it on the fly?
I'm sorry?
Hello, you're on the air with the Joe Show and the beer pong guy.
Hey, Nick, I got a question for you. Do you like the sticky?
Okay, now that's a legitimate question.
Nick, whatever happened to quarters?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's actually...
Go ahead. Want to answer that? Okay. No, yeah. Quarters played a lot. They actually have I think they have a national tournament for quarters, too, or whatever. But that was this game just kind of started getting big or whatever, like my freshman, sophomore year. So.
Okay. Your friend Jason, I've just been handed a note, won't answer his phone now.
Huh. Oh, yeah?
Is he afraid?
I don't know. I think he...
Hey, how old are you, Nick?
I'm 23.
Still in college. That's 23.
Come on.
Are you going to be a doctor?
Okay, excuse me, pot, calling kettle black. Hello, here's another call for you on the Joe Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
What's your name?
My name is Katie, and I was just...
Where are you calling from, Katie?
I'm calling from Severn, Maryland.
It's Katie from Severn, Maryland. You're on the line with Nick.
Yeah,
go
Nick,
ahead, Katie.
Well, Nick, would you consider yourself a lightweight in drinking? Is that why you only drink two beers when you're playing beer pong?
That a good
No, where do you go to school, Maryland? I've been up there, too, and I don't know. I haven't seen a whole lot of drinking out of you boys, either.
Yeah, she's a girl, Nick.
She's much better than you are, Joe.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey.
Okay.
I have a question. Are there babes? Do babes play this game? Are there groupies?
We had a couple girls at this one or whatever, but at the bar we always get about, you know, about three girls every 10 guys or something like that.
Now, Nick, did you beat out other schools in America to win, or did you actually beat a Canadian or two?
Yeah, we beat a Canadian or two.
Who were in the finals, Canadians or Americans?
Americans. Couple
That's
guys along
right. On. Right, Rob? That's right. Americans were in there.
I want nothing to do with it.
Thanks for your help, Rob. Hey, Nick, you must have mad skills. Do you ever put any spin on that ping pong ball?
No, I just throw it in.
Hey, let's take another call.
Hello there.
Joe, you want to take the call?
Hey, who's on the line?
This is Mark.
Where are you from, Mark?
Sacramento.
Hey, Nick, we've got Mark from Sacramento. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, I'd like to know, what are the beer pong groupies like? Is there a lot of them? How's that action?
Oh, you didn't hear that.
Yeah, at our bar, whatever, we usually have about 4 teams or so, and there's about 400, 500 people in the bar every night.
Do you sign autographs?
I haven't yet, no. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's that big.
Are there any giant monkeys playing Kong Pong?
Yes.
And
are there any giant monkeys playing Kong Pong? Was that the joke that was written for you? Yeah, that's a funny joke if you would have read it correctly.
I did.
And you, what are you doing helping him?
But you were staying out of this.
What are you doing?
We're all trying to help. And we should all stay
Nick,
out of it.
Did you get a trophy?
The only help that I've given is this sound effect. Train wreck.
Is the trophy shaped like a glass of beer?
No.
No, we just got this big check.
You ever eat ham after a match?
No, come on. That smells of Speewack.
Yeah, it does.
Was that a joke that Rob wrote for you?
It's on the yellow paper. It sure is.
America wants to know.
Yeah, ham.
Ham.
Where does ham fit into the equation?
It doesn't.
What do you think the parameters of this bit are, Joe?
Very small, Don. Hey, Nick.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How about those Redskins?
How about those Redskins?
Yeah.
I can't stand them. I'm a Bears fan.
Oh, okay.
Well, Joe, it's too bad. You know, it's been...
Well, till the next time, I've had a great time.
Not
so
10 minutes.
Next time, don't forget, this has been our time, and... Yeah! I made it to the music. Well, Nick, it's been great having you on the show.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, hey, Nick, hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
I'd like to speak to you off the air. This is Don.
Okay.
It was a little slice of heaven. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you, and everybody, we'll be right back. Yeah, we make the guy think we're going to break.
Sure.
What's his name again?
Nick.
Hey, Nick. Hey, it's Don. Listen, thank you very much. That guy that you were on the air with, you know, it's one of our borderline cruel things. The guy is not really retarded, but his IQ is about 74. So what we do is, it's one of those things where we're making fun of the retarded, but really we're not making fun of them. We're doing the politically correct thing, just making sure that, you know, that we don't make too much fun of them. My question for you would be, how retarded did you think he sounded? So you are learning how to do intelligence testing.
That's handy.
Wow.
Is there any way we could get Joe back on the air with this guy to be tested?
Now, Now, can I ask you something? If we broke into our commercials, since now I've kind of taken down the third wall and I've told you that Joe is not exactly right.
Maybe we could turn the tables. Nick could ask Joe some.
Could you give Joe a real quick IQ test, or just, you know, I mean, if you are really into testing intelligence,
could you just screen him and ask
a few general questions?
Sure.
Okay, all right, hold on then. Let me break into our program schedule, and we'll get you back on the air. But now, again, remember, the deal is that Joe, like I say, not really retarded, and we don't really say it to his face.
And we really don't know how bright he is.
And we really don't know how bright he is. We think he's like maybe Forrest Gumpy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very dim boy. Hold on a second, please.
Okay. Now we'll have the testing.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be exciting. Very good.
Everybody, we have great news. We have great news. Hold on. We're back from commercials already.
Wonderful.
We're back already. We have some really great news. Because the guy that was just on the phone with us, Nick, the guy, the beer pong guy.
Yes.
You know, I always like to thank our guests after they've been on the show personally.
Right.
It's kind of pro I am.
Yep.
And the guy mentioned that he's doing some intelligence testing.
Really? Oh, well, we've always wanted to have Joe tested.
Well, here he is now. You just heard him doing the segment about beer pong with Joe. And now here is Nick. Hi, Nick.
How you doing?
Hi, welcome back to the show.
Nick, is it true you've agreed to perhaps ask our own Joe some questions to get a handle on his intellect?
Yeah, let's have a couple callers come in and ask questions, too.
Wonderful.
Oh, no, I think we'd like to stick,
from
just,
Sacramento.
Stick just with you. Now, Joe, watch yourself.
Okay.
Watch yourself, Joe. Now, because Nick was telling me during the commercials
That's another great nonverbal.
He was telling me, yeah, Joe loves doing the thing where
Joe,
he makes...
more than any broadcaster, or, well, I say broadcaster loosely, anyone on the radio, I've never met a guy that does more nonverbals on the radio.
Joe does, like...
Watching myself.
Joe does the mime guy that's caught in the box all the time.
No, I was watching myself. See, I'm looking at my hand.
Yes, okay. Very funny.
Anyway, during the break, Nick, the beer pong guy, mentioned to me that he tests people's... intellectual capacity.
Really?
This is part of what the guy has moved on to now in his life after college,
right?
After beer pong.
Mm-hmm.
So I was right. He's going to be a doctor.
So just a couple of just general knowledge questions.
And am I correct in saying to Joe that you should probably answer these straight?
Yeah.
Not try to be funny. Just answer these to the best of your ability.
Right. Right. You got a couple off the top of your head, Nick?
All right. I don't know. We start with something like name the first three prime numbers.
Prime numbers.
Now, come on.
I don't know. 3, 5, and 7?
Close enough.
Okay. Are you writing down the gist of the answer here to get a picture of Joe?
I'm outside the clinic right now. Not a good service.
Okay. Oh, you gotta, I tell you what, that was an excellent first start. Why don't you ask him three questions?
Three questions.
And then what we can do is we can have Joe leave and go outside, you know, so... And we can find out what you think.
Yeah. All
okay,
right.
So the
we got the prime number question. Now we move on to the next question.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nick.
Okay.
All right. What is the capital of Florida?
I'm sorry, time's expired.
Oh, come on, yes. Come on, really. I mean, Joe, do this seriously.
He is.
I am.
He is. That's why I'm laughing.
I hate Florida. I want to cut it off the country anyway.
Yes.
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Nick, what would your third question be?
Third question. All right.
And thank you, Nick, because we're really putting
you
on
doing,
the spot
and,
here.
And we're really putting him on a space.
And,
throwing us off the top of this.
How many sides does a decagon have?
How many sides does a decagon have?
Ooh. I don't know. Seven?
Seven. All right. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. You may be excused.
Thank you, Joe. Now, if someone would take Joe to the soundproof, say, Umre. Yeah.
Very good. Joe's going to the soundproof room.
Okay.
It's only three questions.
Now, let me just tell everybody, during the commercial set, when I had Nick on the telephone, I told him that Joe is a borderline retard.
Oh.
And that we weren't really sure of his IQ. So, and then Nick really did mention that he, like, is working and testing people's intellect.
Now, this certainly cannot be definitive, but I think perhaps Nick can get a ballpark idea of the intelligence of Mr. Ardinger.
So you asked him three questions. You asked him the prime numbers. You asked them the capital of Florida,
right.
And you asked them the one that I, the one of the three that I would not have come up with.
I would not have gotten Decagon. No.
How many buzz? Ten.
Ten. I'm going to say ten.
Nick, what do you say about Joe?
Joe, he's got a great personality.
Yes.
Okay, if you were to give a number...
It's like a chick you're going out with.
If you were to assign a number to his IQ, and we're holding you under no obligation...
Guesstimate.
You're not a doctor, you're just a college guy that's into this...
Just had to do a quickie and throw a number out. What would you estimate the IQ of our own Joe Ardinger to be?
You heard him interview you, and you answer. He answered a couple of your general knowledge questions.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'd throw him at about an 80.
Not an 80. All right, well, that's pretty good. An 80, very good.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
All right, Nick, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time.
We really put you on the spot. We appreciate it, Nick, and good luck on the beer pong.
Thank you, guys.
Good job.
And hold on just a second, please.
Now, I believe, seriously, Forrest Gump was 75,
75
right?
Is borderline.
Uh-huh. Right. So that means that Joe might have a chance to invent things. Like Bubba Gum Shrimp, be rich and famous.
F happens.
There it is.
Of course, he'll have to start his run across the country and let his hair go.
That's right.
Woo.
That was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he really came up short on the capital of Florida.
Yes. That was real, Joe, right? That was not Joe trying to be funny, right?
I think he was trying really, really hard to come up with a name. And
yeah.
When he threw Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
He thinks it went pretty well.
The beer pong guy.
Well, I think that that went in kind of a different direction, but we got something out of it.
It did, because, Christ, for a while, just the train wreck sound effect over and over again was the only thing I could even come up with to keep that thing going.
You know, for a long time, you used to refer to Joe as the 40-year-old phone screener. Now you can refer to him as the 80 IQ phone screener.
Yeah. You know, of all of us, Joe's the only one who's going to live to be as old as his IQ.
This is true. Absolutely.
And if you take 80, his IQ, and you half that,
yes.
And you get his age.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Numerology. Just like that show you like numbers, Rob.
Great program.
What I'm a math tard also, though, so the prime number thing would have gotten me also.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah,
what are the first three prime numbers?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Correct. That's how elementary it's going to be.
Len Barry, everybody. Len Barry, number 5 this week on your countdown. 1, 2, 3, your prime numbers, everybody.
There you go.
And then it goes on later. I mean, that's part of the whole thing of the... Remember the movie Contact with Jodie Foster?
Right.
Dr. Lecter.
Dr. Lecter.
Dr. Lecter. At one point in Contact, when she's sitting by those speakers and she's just staring, she figures out, oh, it's prime numbers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're giving us the prime numbers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm such a math tar.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm really a dummy, but I'm not bad at math.
Sorry about that. This is Precar. I used to work for Independence Air, and I live up in Burlington, and you guys are off the air now. My world is crashing around me.
Yeah, imagine that. Well, literally.
Nope.
I mean, listen, in Burlington, Vermont, I think we're on the air at night. As far as I know, Independence Air is not flying at night anymore.
We are completely off the air, pun intended.
We actually, the reason we're not on up there is the show is going bankrupt.
They gave us Hannity, or what, Sean Hannity? Come on.
Listen, I don't have any control on that. Mike doesn't have any control.
I know. God, it's so depressing.
Just listen at night. You don't even have a job anymore. Just listen at night. What are you bitching about? What else do you got to do at night?
Something. Can you at least send me a gun?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, hold on, please. We'll
consider
send you a
that
gun.
Done. It's on the way.
Thank you.
An independent air gun.
Yes, and could you leave me on the air so I can at least listen to your radio station for a while?
No, hold on. Listen, first off, in 1 hour, less than that, in 45 minutes from now, the show is going to be starting in Burlington, Vermont.
It is.
What? Do you know what station?
The same station, you retard.
I'm confused. Maybe that's why we're out of business.
I thought we were on 2 stations in Vermont.
Yeah, an AM and an FM.
Uh-huh.
And as it turns out, on both stations, they've moved us the time slot from afternoons to 6 to 10 at night.
So we haven't started yet.
Right.
Okay, so I have to listen to 1 hour of this idiot.
Maybe a little less talking and a little more listening.
Sorry, Mike.
You know, this is why Independence Air went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
I know, we're idiots. I'm sorry.
Well, you were happy, peppy employees.
But wait until the ticket prices come up. Everybody's going to be regretting the fact that they didn't buy tickets on us.
We'll be sorry.
Yep. Yeah,
that's right.
True.
Well, I think anybody listening to this show knows that we sure enjoyed the flyeye.com.
We did.
While it lasted.
While it lasted. It was a nice run.
Yeah. Well, I miss you guys down there, but maybe JetBlue.
Hold on a second. You can still hear us on the radio.
I know, but I mean, I worked out of Washington, so now I'm not working out of there anymore, so I can't commute down to work like I used to.
You're in Vermont.
Yes.
Yeah, the show is just a little later in Vermont, but it's still on.
And I know. You didn't understand. I was saying I actually physically worked in Washington, D.C., too. I commuted down as a pilot.
So
this is really a blessing for you, sir.
You're right.
Now the show starts about the time you started getting the jokes when the show was online.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm
you are.
How old are you?
Hold on. You are a pilot, Doogie?
Yeah.
How old?
37.
37?
I had the flu, so my mental ability is way down.
What planes did you fly? Do you fly the little guys or the big guys?
The Canadair Regional Jet. Yeah.
The Regional Jets. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's
not based on age. You know that.
You ever get liquored up before a short little jump?
No.
He's just a fluish pilot.
What do you think's going to happen to all those jets and planes?
Well, the jets will be bought up by different companies, the pilots and employees.
Oh,
a lot of the pilots.
We're going to melt them all down and turn them into
costume jewelry.
No, those things that hold paper holders,
paperweights,
the, paperweights. Oh, like that's what we're going to take out all the Independence Air jets and boil them all down.
Make sure you take the fuel out first.
Melt them all.
You know what would have saved that airline?
That
do you know what would have saved that airline?
Why?
Because I flew it a lot, and I flew the big jets that you took down to Florida,
right.
And they always had those little holes with the screws there where they were going to put the televisions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They never did.
No.
They never put the TVs on there.
We couldn't get to it because we were competing against bankrupt Ted.
Right.
Retard Ted.
Stupid
Ted. Now listen. Don't be a hater.
I'm a hater. I'm a Ted hater.
The last time I checked.
Hey, Ted.
The last time I checked, Ted was still up and flying.
Uh-huh.
Killing me.
It's a battle royale.
Television. Right.
That's all I know is who's still flying. United's still flying.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Break, man.
It's a marathon. You're a chatty pilot. Did you talk a lot when you were in your Canadair?
I did. My whole life was giving the passenger briefing, you know, to flight attendant.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, asshole. Good talking to you.
All right. See you, damn dummy.
Okay, bye-bye. Watch out for that tree.
Bye, Ted.
Good morning.
Bye. See you later.
You know, I was down in Florida, and I was going to fly back on Independence Air, and I saw their little news story. Yeah. And, of course, they right before I came back is when they decided to hang the whole thing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching the news story where they were all smiling and waving at their last flight. And I was flipping off the television.
They were the official airline of the Don and Mike show.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's why we are your corporate rabbit's foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, this one didn't crash.
Yeah, if you're thinking about it, we are your corporate rabbit foot.
Think we'll ever get another airline, Don?
No.
No.
And let's stop and think about rabbit's feet for a second.
All right.
Why were they so goddamn lucky? Why, when you were a kid, would you go to the store and get the thing that had the chain on it? And it really was, in many cases, an actual rabbit's foot.
Right. Are you going to make it up, or are you just going to say something silly?
Both. I was wondering where all the purple rabbits were without having any feet, because they always dyed them those horrible colors.
There he is.
Okay, thank you.
And I know on the Internet you will get an answer to that, or from a listener. Someone will tell you why the rabbit's foot was lucky.
But I know that I used to have a rabbit's foot like everybody, and after a while, if you would stroke it and play with it enough, you could actually feel like what I assumed were actual rabbit bones.
Mm-hmm. Because hares and rabbits are prolific breeders, they're seen as symbols of fertility. That is why they are thought to bring good luck.
As fast as he's ever been. Good job, Buzz.
I think he made it up.
Fertility was involved.
Right in his wheelhouse.
Yes, sir. Symbols of fertility.
Thank you, Buzz Viagra. And, we will a recreational, just let me say on Buzz's behalf.
That's right.
Simply recreational.
Just for fun.
Simply recreational.
Yeah, any animal that breeds a lot is lucky. That's why I carried a rat's foot. Stunk. Man, but I was lucky.
Like on 24.
Yes.
I'll see you in hell. I'm not carrying around Shelly Winter's foot with me.
She was a big breeder.
Yes.
Luckiest of all.
Boy, it's hard to get it just attached to my belt.
Yeah, but the hair feels good.
You can feel the bone underneath.
Shelley Winters foot dyed purple.
Her hair.
Lucky. My lucky Shelley Winters rabbit foot. Okay. Jesus Christ. What a mess this show has been today.
Good mess.
What an absolute mess.
Beautiful mess.
We need some Clorox. We need Mr. Wolf from Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
This car, this show is like the back of the car with, mm-hmm. with what's his name, and the guy with the brains everywhere.
Bleach it pink, Don. Bleach it pink.
Thank you, Mr. Wolf. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me get one more.
Hello. Am I on the radio?
Oh, dear. Yes, you are.
Could I just suggest to your California listeners that since the polls are still open,
polls are open?
Yes, for the governor of California, that they vote for Don Geronimo, especially if they're using the punch card ballot. They should stick their dipstick in Geronimo's hole.
Well, that's certainly one way of looking at it, and we all here thank you for that.
Could I just say one more thing?
I'm not sure, but okay.
I just want to say, f*** Lisa Remedy. She's not that hot.
Oh, now, stop.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Why did you do that? I mean, no, come on, be real for a second. Explain yourself. Can you?
Yes.
Why did you do that?
What?
I mean, you behaved so badly just now.
Come on.
Well, guy to guy, come on. Why? Why?
I must be drunk.
Yeah, no. You don't get off that easy, pal. You're not drunk. Now, why did you do it? Come on. What guy thing made you do that?
Farfalotus of the blowhole.
No, that's not it either. Come on. You know, what is it?
Swollen taint.
Oh, jeez. You know,
hairy nipples?
No, that won't do it either. That won't do it. Thank you for sharing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. Farfalotus.
More than six, but less than 12. The Don and Mike Show.
That's kind of the plan we work on. Hello, Don and Mike right here. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good, I just wanted to correct Rob A. The first three prime numbers are 2, 3, and 5.
I agree with you. You said 1, 2, 3.
Well, the definition of a prime number is only divisible by itself and the number 1.
No, prime numbers have two factors, one in themselves. One only has one factor.
That's what he did.
One has one factor.
That's what Rob just said.
Just one.
I think that
there is a definitive answer to this, right?
It has to have two factors.
I don't think one. You know what? Now that I think about it, and I just said I think I'm smart at math, I don't think one is a prime number.
It isn't. It's special.
It's the loneliest number.
I know that for true.
So what are the prime numbers, sir?
The first three are 2, 3, and 5.
2, 3, and 5. That's what I remember that from my...
The charts I saw on the internet said 2, 3, 5.
2, 3, 5?
Then I stand corrected. You found the one. You found my weakness.
Oh, I know. It's the math problem.
No, hey, listen. Hold on. Listen.
Really, the math problem is this caller.
No, I think everyone should just stop for a moment.
Yeah.
You are hearing this very rarely happens. Rob is admitting you were wrong.
That he might be wrong.
I could be wrong on this.
No, you are wrong.
If Buzz has a chart...
I was right there with you, and I'll say...
Terrified.
I went with you. You said 1, 2, 3. I thought the same thing, but God damn it. No, one can't be a prime number.
I guess you're right. Oh, well.
Thank you very much.
Get bent.
Winner.
Good luck getting laid with your vast storehouse of knowledge.
Oh, God. Hey, hold on.
Yeah.
Because you're getting laid so much.
Hey, I'm legally entitled to it. I'm just not cashing it in.
Why is that? I didn't understand the explanation.
There's two factors.
You mean what? What were two factors? Do you understand the factors thing?
Okay.
I understand.
The factor.
The factor, you know, you're all wrong.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It has to be divisible by only two numbers.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And one could not be.
No, you see,
Rob, there is no way that the guy was right.
What's one divided by one is one.
So one could not be a prime number.
So you had two of the three.
Yeah, that's a 66.
Hello?
That passes in Fairfax County.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Fine.
I just wanted to pile on and correct Rob on there, and I guess he has got the same IQ as Joe then.
No.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
He knew the capital of Florida.
Once again, you know, Joe and I head-to-head have always matched up, and now you found where we part. So, yeah, I guess it's a tie.
Hello there.
Everyone's so excited. My first error in 14 years.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Very first.
Hello.
Hello.
My very first error.
Including no errors in judgment.
Hello there. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm so excited at talking to you guys. I've been listening to you for a while now.
Of course, it's thrilling to talk to us. Wait, tell me, how can we thrill you today?
Well, I have to say, go Seahawks.
You're a Seahawks fan.
Well, my boyfriend's from Seattle.
Oh. Do we really have to talk about him?
No.
Okay, let's not.
Okay.
You know, we haven't asked this question, and this is a good question today on today's show. Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Who's the celebrity?
Don't answer a question with a question.
I just want to.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Now, there is one you don't get every day. No.
Just a touch of Mike Holmgren.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Pretty good. Now, is that Tiffany Amber Thiessen as she was when she was all that?
I would say when she was on Saved by the Bell.
Very nice.
Wow. Yeah,
that's your prime Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Awesome.
All right. That's good, honey.
That's good. Like
Jerry, what do you think about that? Jerry?
And then I sat and really worked it.
Jerry likes it.
Mm-hmm. So you're on with us. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say hi.
That's it?
Well,
that'll do it. Did you get a chance to say hi to Rob? He's in a particularly good mood right now.
Hi, Rob.
See?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I was just calling to back up Rob on the prime number thing.
Really?
Well, hold on a second. Seriously, the last thing I would want is this show to become at all intellectual, but how could one be a prime number?
Well, because it needs two factors to multiply up to it. Even though both factors are one, it does have special rules, but you need two factors of one to multiply.
But hold on a second, because I
agree. Why I hate
math. Hold on.
Yes.
Hate
math.
I agreed with Rob at first, but even now I agree with the caller. You're speaking double talk now. Explain to me in layman's terms how one can be a prime number.
Well, because both Rob and the caller are right. To have two factors to multiply up to one, you have to have two factors. One times one equals one. They aren't the same one.
So there's two variations on it. I'm still inclined to agree with the other guy.
There's more than
but
one.
But he's saying because one and one equals
if
two?
You take, no, he's
no,
saying
one
that
times
you
one.
Yeah.
One times one equals, well, no, one. That doesn't count.
The two factors, like for two. Two and one.
No,
times
no,
one
no. I understand what he's saying. They say because if you do one times one equals one, it's two factors to get the end result. But that's BS.
I'll only believe it if it's told to me by Rob Morrow, star of the show Numbers.
And that wouldn't count on like it's academic.
What did you see on the web, Buzz? Because, I mean, you know, we always go to the internet.
I saw several charts, and this one is an example of those, and they all begin with 2, 3, 5. For some reason, and even though one seems to meet the parameters, it's never on the charts.
Rent the movie Contact.
Right.
If anybody out there has the movie Contact.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning.
That's got it in there.
When Jodie Foster says, I'm getting the prime numbers, and now that I'm thinking about it, she says, it's 2, 3, 5.
2, 3, 5.
She says, 2, 3, 5.
Well, then, fine.
Again.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Two, three, now, John five. Norman is coming in here with something for you.
It's his resignation.
You know, maybe I'm balking at this because the show that bills itself as being a very intellectual show that's now on this station is talking about, you know, how we can nuke our fellow man.
Hello. Right. Don and Mike show.
Not and us. Doing it seriously, ass.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
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 What?
Mike.
Yes.
It's your... Arteries calling. I'm at Wendy's. Would you like something?
No, I just started the diet yesterday. I can't have anything. I'm sorry. You're going to have to make it on your own.
Mike.
What?
I need your help. I can barely speak to you. I'm losing you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to say goodbye to those arteries.
All right. Goodbye.
I'm having an artery transplant.
All right. The reason why one is not a prime number is merely convenience. For example, if one was prime, then the prime factorization of 6 would not be unique, since 2 times 3 equals 1 times 2 times 3.
That's what I thought.
Well, it's because it's the identity.
Yeah, right. I mean, that makes mathematical sense.
Uh-huh. Let's say it does.
Really?
Well, what the hell are you looking at me for? I'm not. This is
you went to college. I didn't go to college.
Do you know I barely got out of the algebra competency requirement at American University, which they stuck on me. And then the day I passed it was like a week later, they gave it up. So you didn't need that anymore. But I'm terrible. And you know, my daughter is having trouble in math, too. I hate math. I hate math. I wish math didn't exist.
Well. Be careful. You may get your wish.
Be careful.
Makes me want to cry. I was good with the written, spoken, and read word.
Me too.
Did you excel at geometry?
What's that?
Did you excel at geometry?
I didn't have any problem with geometry.
You had two different parts of your brain.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's very typical. I did well in both.
A number that can be written.
Yeah,
except for you to know your prime numbers.
A number that can be written as part of a prime number is a composite. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Am I remembering this as well as I should?
A composite number can be broken down into prime numbers.
I love a good composite.
Well, one is not a prime number, though.
For convenience.
Yeah, for convenience, but I think, one's not a prime number. How about that?
One is not a prime number.
One is not a prime number.
Because you have to be able to have a multiple.
Right. I apologize.
Glad we cleared that up.
This is good. I like it when we take an occasional foray into academia.
Arithmetic.
Let me just check that.
Prime numbers are
John.
Awesome.
Hey, put Joe on.
Hello.
I've never met a math teacher I liked.
Hello?
Ever.
Are you following this, Joe?
What?
Are you following this discussion?
I could care less.
Do you understand why one isn't a prime number?
I mean, it's so debatable. I've got people calling on both sides, both parameters of the subject.
Both parameters.
Both parameters.
But that is also math. And that's what I don't like about
Joe.
Math.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Math doesn't have a... There are a lot of things that are debatable in math.
One being a prime number, it's, divisible by one in itself. Well, one's divisible by one, it's one.
Joe, right? But that's like a cop-out. That's
but I know. But
technically, it is divisible by itself.
But not really.
And technically, Fort Lauderdale could be the capital, but capital of Florida.
No, now you're talking crap.
Hey, Joe, here's what I wanted to ask you, really. This has nothing to do with prime numbers. Let's get back to our laughing place, everybody.
Back to our laughing place.
All right, Joe.
Yes.
True or false? Paul McCartney has given up weed because his one-legged girlfriend asked him to.
Sounds crazy enough to be true.
Oh, yeah, I'll agree with that one.
Now, that's what the newspaper says. I don't believe it.
You think he said he did?
I don't believe it.
Is it like the way you gave up American Idol? Give me back.
No, listen. Paul McCartney wrote a song about weed.
Yeah.
Got to Get You Into My Life is about weed.
Uh-huh. I always hate it when I hear that.
Well, it is.
Why?
I know. It sucks.
Why does that
does it suck?
This time I always thought it was a love song.
I don't even... It's a love song about weed.
About weed.
That he can't imagine a day without wacky weed.
I don't even think Paul gave up steak for Linda. I think he was sneaking that behind the garage.
So the Sun...
he was eating lamb.
The Sun newspaper in Britain says that Paul and Linda smoked weed every single day.
Really?
And that one leg said to Paul, and it's been like 30 years, said, it's me, all the weed. Oh. So he said, no more weed.
Really? That doesn't surprise me.
I don't believe it.
You think he's lying?
Yeah. Sure.
He's saying that.
He's telling Peg what she wants to hear.
Right.
I mean, what's she going to... All he's got to do is run out of the house with a joint. What's she going to do, chase after him?
Yeah, you're right.
Really? Come on.
Yeah. But I guess around the house he's giving it up.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's got a big house. And it's not, like, incidentally, if she's going to sneak up on you, sound something like this. So it's not exactly like she's going to be walking up on him going, hey, what's that I smell, honey? What, Rob?
He better be careful. If she finds out, she's going to be hopping mad.
But we were talking about prime.
Yes.
That's some prime weed.
Prime beef. Prime cut.
Prime rib.
Primer.
Prime of your life.
Prime of your life? Oh, okay.
Prime time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he might be king of the primes.
He's in on it.
Prime rate.
Oh, Joe's in on it, too.
Ow! Oh, prime ouch. Time?
Did no, he I already had prime time. Okay. And you're disqualified for repeating another person.
No.
Yes. Those are the parameters.
You know, I say we give it the buzz. Prime time's pretty
prime
good.
Prime time's good.
Pretty good for buzz.
with that disclaimer.
He gets the Robin Roberts trophy.
Winner with an explanation.
Prime time.
Pretty good for Buzz. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're a rancher. A lot of us here in Kansas are ranchers. I was just wanting to get your opinion on Brokeback Mountain, if you'd seen it yet. You would love it. You should check it out.
I haven't seen it.
Oh,
I'd be glad to talk about ranching, but I haven't seen the movie. I've heard about it. I hope you go, I hope you go back to the ranch and the farm is what I was about to say. I hadn't seen it.
Hooray for the idiot.
The Don and Mike Show.
Jesus Christ.
Oh. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Pigs love mud. And you love Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let's see. A lot of stuff that was planned for today's show. I know it doesn't sound like it. I actually do a play on a show, and it just kind of got away from us today. I mean, it was... The opening segment was like over an hour long. Put that on the podcast today.
Good luck.
It was insane.
You get your money's worth out of that. It means you don't pay for anything on iTunes. Right now, CBS is still offering the show podcasting,
yeah.
FREE.
Yes, it's very nice of them.
So it won't be long until they figure out a way to suck that money out.
They will indeed.
So get that while you're
they'll either charge for it or they'll put something on there.
So we didn't get to a lot of stuff. One of the things I wanted to do was spin the Rolodex of people that I have to call.
Right.
Oh, yes. Including like... gosh, my brother.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Also, we've got George McFly in there.
Right.
Also, I put Big Frieda in the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Since we mentioned her the other day.
Right.
I put, a lot of people. Here you go. Let's do this right now. They're having the managers' meetings out in California.
Yeah. Oh, they deserve to be in a sunny, warm place.
CBS. And I bet Hughes would know if one is a prime number or not.
Very good.
Uh huh. Now. Michael Hughes, the de facto general manager, who, as you know, is into warm wine and warm wine enemas.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Is out in California, and CBS, our company, is having a retreat where they get all of the managers together. And what they do is they get one of those things that goes round and round, like on the Twilight Zone, and that goes, you know, one of those hypnotizing things.
Right.
And they sit them all in a room, and they just look at the circle going round and round, and Joel Hollander, the president of the company, is up there in a big Harry Potter outfit. Uh-huh. A big, with a pointed hat. Like
we are successful.
Like a Merlin hat.
We are successful. You're winners. You are winners.
And it's always... Save money. Make budget.
Right.
Tell people you're smart. Learn to lie. You're winners in life.
Forget them.
Duh!
Anyway, they're having these ridiculous meetings where they get all the managers together and they tell them all that their jobs are hanging by a thread.
Right. It's kind of a cult pep talk, up with people, Jim Jones, drink the Kool-Aid kind of celebration.
Yeah, but at the same time, especially in recent years, the managers don't come back rested and relaxed.
Or happy.
They come back because they've just had their neck stepped on, and they just want to pass it on down the food chain.
Yeah, they go to a nice resort, a nice place with a nice climate, and then they stay inside.
Right. So now let's call Michael Hughes, the de facto general manager.
Who's in his hotel room with Cameron Gray and 14 midgets.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if he even picks up.
I bet he does.
Michael Hughes.
He'll think it's important.
Warm wine. San Diego. It's so easy to keep the warm wine.
Are we calling the resort?
No. Oh, no. We're calling his cell.
I don't think he's passed away, Rob.
Yeah, too much.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and number, and when you called, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks, and have a great day.
To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. I wonder if you would take a request. Yeah, go into real estate. Oh, man.
Message erased. At the tone, please re-record your message.
And we don't know the hotel he's staying at, right?
No one knows, because they all have cell phones. No one needs them.
Oh, it's a secret. Calling Cameron?
Oh, no. No, we're going to call Hughes back.
Leave another message.
I'll get him to call back. The following is just a test of the general manager's worst nightmare scenario.
Very good.
This will work.
The following is just a test.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and number, and when you called, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks, and have a great day.
To page this person, press 5 now.
I'm going to use my real voice, so bear with me.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording,
no
you may
else.
Hang up or press 1 for more options.
Michael, it's Don. What's happening? Almost 6 my time.
Whew.
A lot of problems here. At least 2 F-bombs on the air today. Could you call, please? Okay. I don't think it's my fault again, incidentally. I really need to talk to you. Bye. What, Mike?
No, I'm supposed to keep that in. I was like, all right, end it before I laugh.
That should do it.
Oh, Jesus. That was a good one. I didn't know it was coming. That's why that got me. What a great win. 2 F-bombs.
You were looking at me like I didn't know if I was doing something that wasn't funny.
No, it was very funny. I was holding it in, like holding my breath.
Because you know he's going to get that.
I've got to fly back. Major intruder alert. Alert.
Right now he's sitting in some seminar. He's looking at his crackberry. And he's seeing the return number is the radio station.
Right.
Right.
And you know who's going to get the first call?
Yeah.
You will. I bet Rob will. Uh-huh. I bet Rob.
What's the deal? Don said that there's some profanity that got on.
What's
the deal with that?
The up bomb.
I was enjoying my warm glass of Pinot Grigio.
And what is a prime number?
The right, prime F bomb.
Now, let's just see. We've got an hour left in the show.
Right.
Let's see if he bites and if he calls back.
Right.
Because, let's see. It's after 5 o'clock on the East Coast, so there's going to be no one he can call in the business office. Right.
The first time we ever called the general manager was to tell Alan Goodman way back when he was at a little conference. It wasn't the manager's meeting. We called him to tell him the building was on fire.
Yes. We woke him up. And then
that worked.
This is Julie.
Julie, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Now, Julie, you're in charge now, right?
Yes,
while he's
I
out
am.
Of town? Okay. If he calls you, please. Do not tell him that we were goofing around.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I'll just tell him I didn't hear it.
Thank you.
That works.
It's just a game to see if he'll call back in the next hour.
Just to see what happens.
Right. But I'll tell him everyone that's here is walking around very worried looking.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Okay.
A good touch. Bye. She can do that, too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
Bye-bye.
That's awesome. I like the, I don't know what's going on.
Hello, Julie. This is Michael Hughes. F-bomb, warm wine.
When really the F-bomb didn't get on, I just said awesome twice. And I'm never going to say it again. But that was in a way. I just picture him.
I have to get back to my hotel room.
Because I don't know if my
anything wrong, Michael?
No.
I don't know if my delivery was real enough. Because
no, you know, I'll tell you, there's only one thing that might do it. You wouldn't say F-bomb.
You
probably say the real word.
If you were paranoid about having done it.
But might. I don't. But I think it still might, because you were so serious, which is
right.
Why I was laughing, it might still work.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You'll buy it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hey, how are you guys doing?
Okay.
Just to let you know, you guys are off in Sacramento now. I just started that pregame train.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, give me the book. I mean, I'm serious. Jesus Christ. You know, just when we get the show back going on a good roll,
mm-hmm.
just when we get it moving again, we got the nice Joe thing that we make an amazing save with. That was just a train wreck segment.
Right.
We got the good prime numbers thing. We just called the GM to tell him that the F-bomb was dropped on the air. And you got a call to tell us something that we already knew. that the station in Sacramento was going to take us off now because they're playing the Philadelphia 76ers.
What should we do with this?
Okay, well, I didn't know because I haven't been able to hear you guys.
Okay.
They've spoken a while ago.
Now you're going to learn a lesson that you're not going to forget. What's your name?
Mike.
Mike?
Last initial, Mike.
S.
And listen,
Mike S.
Don't hang up, S. They're going to know what the S stands for. Don't hang up because we have your number.
But listen to this.
Jesus Christ. You know, we work for an hour and a half to get the momentum going again.
And it was that Michael Hughes thing, it was great, and then bingo.
They go to the phone drive.
Bingo, baby.
You realize you're off in Sacramento? Yes! Yes! We've known it. We're not mad about it. But you, my friend, you're going to the book.
Congratulations. You have been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike exclusive Listeners Club.
Right.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title. Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign.
Today's prime number is 3.
In your front.
We've had to put 3 idiot listeners in the book today.
Tag, and you are now in the book. Good day. I said good day, sir.
Good day.
Good day.
Go ahead, Robbie. Book him.
Mike S. Not, not, not. Dosh, not, not. Dosh, not, not. 4, 5.
Did you hear that, sir?
Mm-hmm.
No, there. Hold on. Rob, you didn't do it the way you normally do it. What's his number?
It's not, not, not. Dash. Not, not.
Right.
Dash. Not, not. 4, 5.
He always does it differently. His little game.
All right, well, you can understand why we had to put you in the book, right?
Yeah, no problem. I love you guys anyway.
Right, you're an idiot, and you can never call again, but because we have your phone number, and we can assure the fact that you can never call again, we do appreciate your patronage.
And have a nice life.
What would you like to say for the last time ever on the show?
Love you guys.
Yeah, and they all did it today. And therein lies the bad taste in our mouths that we will go home and punch the wall.
There's no amount of Listerine that'll take that out today.
Yeah, that's going to be the taste that'll stay with us tomorrow.
That's it.
That taste will be there until we can cut somebody off when we put them in the book.
We put 3 guys in the book.
And they all had their little...
I've
come up with an idea to fix that. I'll tell you off the air.
Very good. All right, bud.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, I had the lead story today.
Whew, 2 F-bombs.
Yeah. Let's just try not to talk about that.
What are your lead stories today on the news show, Buzz?
Today, which grocery stores are trying to kill you? Another episode of That Darned Bush, and it pays to be gay.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, that was nice. Thank you. I wish I could quit you, Buzz. Mike, that was so...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
I know. This goddamn machine.
Yeah. Ugh. Body boy. Body boom.
Just one day. It's just everything would, you know.
Same time every day.
There you go. It's one machine, one song. I hate that.
One is not a prime number, though.
Okay, so here we go. Planet Crackpot.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A handsome man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
A bad CD player we got, Jack.
Come visit the crease of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The Buzz is news and comments now. A Buzz tonight is sponsored by Frank's Red Hot Sauce. Original and buffalo wing flavors. Take your weekend football party from the dull zone to the flavor zone with authentic buffalo wings. Frank's Red Hot Sauce. The perfect balance of flavor and heat.
God!
Hey, you want to hear something cute before the news?
Sure.
If you give me one second, because I've never been able to do this on the air.
Right, yeah.
I just checked my cell phone.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, I had just a couple of days ago just sent the grandkids just little nothings. You know, every once in a while.
Surprise little gift.
Right, just,
right.
Like,
drink.
Come across them and you send it, put in the mail, don't think anything about it.
Right.
Well, hold on.
secret code.
Anyway, yeah, what I think is a very cute message.
Oh, good.
And
one of the little ones? From one of the wee ones?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's... my phone is ringing. So I'll just wait for it to go to voicemail.
Right.
I can hear that ringing in the background. It drives me freaking nuts.
I know. The Batman theme.
Highly identifiable. Come on.
How do you know that?
I recognize it.
Just kidding.
Come on.
Oh, hi there.
Michael Stone.
Okay. To page this person, press 5. Please enter your password.
Ah, here we go. There you go.
Secret number.
There you go. Hello?
First skipped message.
Oh, here it is.
We gotta give a thank you. We love you, Grandpa.
End of message.
Arrived. No need. Word economy. That's what that is.
Right.
That's
get the message across. It carries a wallop.
Take it. Anyway, that makes me feel good.
Sure.
Right there.
Good.
And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi, Buzz. Hey, Buzz.
Yes?
You'll never know that feeling.
No, that's true. Not, I hear about it indirectly.
Maybe someday your cats will call you.
And I'll play their message on the air.
Meow, 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 meow. But I only said that to be mean because there's really... I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm not a warm and fuzzy guy, but...
Right.
With my daughter, for the longest time, I thought she was dead. We had gone through a big period of time where...
You're having a little grandpa moment, which makes me feel ancient, too.
And as long as we keep up this thing about me being sterile, I beat the palimony.
all those ladies in all those cities.
Hold on, there's Buzz's cell phone.
Good. Let's check his messages.
Spoke too soon.
Put in Buzz's code.
I can't come to the phone right now, but if you'd like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
There it is.
Again, economy of words.
Anyway, that's pretty cute.
Your cat.
There's the big one.
That's the older one,
That's a hairball.
And incidentally, that's something you got to grow into, that whole grandpa thing.
I'll bet.
I mean, it's one thing.
What's it like at first when you first realize somebody's calling you grandpa?
Flip me out, Jack.
Yeah.
Flip me out.
I would think.
Because it went just from being Grandpa Mike to then being... Gramps Mike, then now it's just plain old grandpa.
Well, if it's any consolation, you don't look very much like Al Lewis.
No salutation.
Anyway, very, very cute. Thank you for allowing me to share that with you.
Thank you for doing
I've
so.
Never, I, you know, they're still at the point where they love me. So that's
good. Yeah. As long as you can keep that up, you're good.
And each of the grandkids, well, tell the truth. You say it's a nothing. Each of those grandkids received a check for $10,000.
That's right. And a note, just call and say you love Grandpa. Right. Play it on radio.
A small price to pay.
Here's your gift.
Okay, hi there, Baron Buzz.
Hi, guys. Experts say oil prices may soon reach $100 a barrel or more. They say the reason is Iran, the second biggest oil exporting country. Iran is obsessed with a nuclear program. We say it's for bombs. They say it's for energy. That's laughable since Iran has a limitless supply of energy, including one of the world's biggest natural gas reserves. That's us laughing there.
Laughable.
The argument over this involves the U.S., Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, and other countries from around the world. The tension among investors over this argument drove oil prices back up to nearly $70 a barrel the other day. We've seen that price before, but investors say Iran's threat to cut off a lot of the world's oil could push the price of oil to where it's never been before.
That's what Bush is hoping for.
Yeah, because if you listen to the guy that comes on after us, he'll be talking about how, in a really intellectual way, a really well-thought-out way,
convincing,
how we should nuke Iran.
You really got a raging one against this guy. I'm happy that you're mad.
Yeah, I'm not happy with this guy.
He's just a DJ, though.
I know, but he pisses me off.
He's just a dumb DJ.
I don't like being, I want to make it real clear. We don't play the thing that we should on these shows.
Mm-hmm.
The opinions
disclaimer.
Of... Yeah, we don't do that enough.
He's a dangerous
You're doing it about
DJ.
Eight times with that guy.
Nobody's listening.
Good.
It doesn't really matter.
I just happened to throw him on and it pissed me off.
Why run a disclaimer saying that the opinions on this show don't necessarily reflect the station ownership if no one's listening?
Good point.
Trust me, the over-under on this entire CBS free FM thing,
mm-hmm.
I think I've said 90 days and I'm sticking by that.
Really?
90 days until they realize, that until somebody pulls some 90 days. That's it.
So okay. I can't wait till that 90 days is up.
90 right. days, Jerry!
My attorney will be in touch.
Because right now there's some CBS executive who looks like he's a Chinese acrobat because he's walking around and he really...
Okay, then. You can always... commute instead of going by car.
You know what I mean, bud.
Yeah, no, it's true. I just knew you were stopping there.
You know those Chinese acrobats.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know them well.
I'm
not getting it going on these guys. It's just they're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're all the same. That's why I like doing this show. This show is silly, and it's dumb, and it's fun.
No, it's not.
All the other guys.
We discussed prime numbers today.
The guys that get on, you know, they all have it all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind that they spew that crap when they have it all figured out. But it bothers me when you're talking about nuclear war. It really, really does. It's like, F you.
Our station here in D.C., Free FM, which is a joke. We know that. It's a reaction to Howard going to satellite radio. They replaced a bunch of the shows that used to be comedy, and they put on a bunch of right-wing political talk.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't going to fly. It ain't going to fly. We're heading towards the iceberg. I'm telling you, you and I are going to be standing up there. I don't care if I'm Leo and you're Kate. I don't care. But we're going to be saying I'm on top of the world.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm going to be painting a nude portrait of you as we float.
Is it going to be like the one on the Titanic?
That's the reference.
The one I've always wanted.
I would like a copy.
And really, until I lose the weight, mine are actually bigger than Kate Winslet.
Because I'm telling you, the format
hairier.
The format that this station has right now is a recipe for disaster. You might as well just broadcast 24 hours a day saying, you're not going to like what you hear on the station. If you've listened to the station for the last 15 years, goodbye.
Mm-hmm. That's the pose she gets, and I'm getting in that pose right now.
That's
very fetching.
Anyway.
And you're like there with your pencil sketch, just going,
yes, that's it, Mike, perfect.
And that's not the pencil.
Advice from one fed-up broadcaster to another.
Yeah.
Don't get all wound up about this guy, Jay Severin.
I got one.
You know why? Because he's nothing. The one you got to worry about is like Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah. I know.
When I turn on the Today Show, and they're asking Bill O'Reilly at 2 minutes after 7 o'clock, which is the prime time for news on the Today Show, when that douche is sitting there and being interviewed about what's going on in the world,
that's when we have problems.
Yeah, he's a problem.
That's terrible.
Jay Severin is a pimple on the ass.
I had
Bill O'Reilly.
No idea, and you know what? I'm not going to pay attention anymore. It pisses me off when you get people that are being that irresponsible.
Yep.
It really pisses me off.
Well, if it gets too expensive to travel by car, you could always commute by train or subway, but if you do, you're on your own. New York police have determined that a man continued to ride the subway undisturbed for more than 6 hours after he died.
Have you been on those subways, Buzz?
I have, yes.
You get on those subways? How many people look like they've died?
I think I rode with this guy. 64-year-old Eugene O'Reilly.
Roaring by the entire field was Mercedes-Benz.
Eugene O'Reilly passed
from first place.
Passed from a heart attack.
BMW.
On the Q train to Brooklyn. After he'd gotten off work at the U.S. Postal Service, 6.5 hours later, a curious commuter touched his shoulder to try to wake him. It didn't work. City transit officials are taking a hands-off approach. They say they tell their employees to never touch the passengers. They say that because Eugene sat upright the whole time, they just thought he was sleeping.
Eugene.
Dateline NBC has ranked America's top 10 grocery chains for cleanliness. We will have those rankings when we return.
Fun.
Oh, boy.
Oh, goody.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Now that's fun.
Okay.
Makes me forget about people talking about nuking the world.
Good.
Here's my point, though. If it's a guy on a radio show that statistically has been proven now, three people are listening to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like that old thing. If a tree falls in the forest, you know, and no one's there, does anybody really hear it?
You're right.
So, I mean, it's Jay Severin.
Yeah, you know.
He's nothing. He's going to be gone after the first ratings book. I'm telling you, the guy that won't, the guy that's like the fungus that we can't get rid of is goddamn all time, best of all time.
Yeah, you're right.
He's the problem. He's the problem here.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
He's the core of everything that's wrong with this radio station.
Right, then I won't complain anymore.
Well, no, please, I love your complaints.
Oh, good, okay, then I will complain. Well, but, you know, see,
I love your complaints.
But that's about it for me, listening to that dude.
This is simply the worst lineup. Mike and I have worked at this station for 15 years,
uh-huh.
and we've had some bad lineups, man.
Yeah.
This is the worst lineup. I don't even know. Can I just tell you, of my 6 preset buttons,
yes.
only 5 are JFK now.
Wow.
That's right.
Oh, my God,
That's
what a
right.
statement that is.
That's right.
What an indictment.
I gave a button to Big 100. Just
because
I'm crazy about Murphy and Cash in the morning.
Gotcha.
If I didn't read it, I wouldn't have believed it.
Because, as you know, every super disc jockey, if you're really loyal to your station,
right.
all of your car presets
yeah.
are sent to that station.
Loyalty, that's
sure.
right.
And any time you test drive a vehicle, you change all the presets in that vehicle.
And also,
that.
Whenever you go into Kmart or Walmart or Best Buy or Circuit City.
Go through the electronics store.
All the radios.
Mandatory reading.
Right, there you
turn
go.
It up.
Mark my words. The worst lineup we've ever been surrounded by on this radio station. I would not be surprised if you and I get blown out in the next year. And I don't mean we're going to get fired, but what I mean is that this station is going to be such... I mean, and I'm not saying this is a bit.
No, I know.
This station is going to be such a horrible failure, such an abysmal failure, that either we will be released from our contracts
mm-hmm.
and we'll be able to go work for Mel or whatever we want to do,
right?
Or they'll move us like to another station in the company.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they'll make that station Jack FM, and we'll be on in the morning or the afternoon or whatever.
Okay.
Lots of music.
But this is just...
Yeah, this is painful.
I hope it's hip-hop.
Good.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
You know, anyway, that's just my thought.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think that anything could be better than right now.
What do you think, Buzz?
I think it will take them longer to realize their mistake than you do, but they'll realize it.
See, but I think that you are not counting on, even though we often say our listeners are stupid,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you're counting on how smart people really are. Mm-hmm. And I think that the results to this right-wing radio that we've been surrounded by now mm-hmm. are going to come in fast and furious.
I hope you're right.
So what you do is you take... Stern, like him or hate him.
Right, whatever.
You take his pretty decent ratings out of the mix,
mm-hmm.
and then you add in nothing but right-wing goddamn programming, you know, except for the junkies,
right.
who, incidentally, should be screaming louder than we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, hey, guys, I got news for you. We're New York. You're Los Angeles. Do you get what I'm saying? What I mean is, you've got the two anchors of the radio station.
That's right.
Kind of doing remotely the same type of radio.
Right, lifting.
But everything else around us is this right-wing crap.
It's horrible.
Listen, I'm only worried about them. I'm only worried about Mike. I'm only worried about Buzz.
Right.
I've got a few dollars saved.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be okay when this place goes under. And when you and I go to 94.7.
No!
Oh! I'll be okay. You know, I mean, and Buzz, you'll be okay, too.
I think so.
And Robbie, you'll be okay, because you'll all come with us.
Yes, I'd love to.
But there won't be room to bring the junkies with us. That's the problem.
Well, everybody should be aware of this.
Yes.
So, it's free FM. It's a really great new concept.
It is.
It's a great concept. You know, build a station for 15 years that people know that they can turn on to hear raunchy, male-oriented comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And then just on a moment's notice.
Yeah, arbitrarily.
Just like in the blink of an eye, decide that you're going to make it totally right wing. Mm-hmm. Incidentally, at a time when the president has never been more unpopular.
Yes.
Make sure that all the programs, except for the morning show and the afternoon show, mm-hmm. are pro-Bush shows.
Mm-hmm.
Political shows.
Smart moves. Smart moves. And don't even get me going on how genius it was to put David Lee Roth on at a bunch of markets.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the New York, which paper is it today?
Daily News.
The Daily News?
Yeah, wonderful article about
nice
it.
Nice big article about how that's going.
It's a very good paramedic.
Anyway.
Whew. Anywho.
Boy, I am the vapors here.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
I'm turning
breath.
Japanese. I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
That's good. I'm glad you got
See,
a chance
you
to
know
vent.
You got me going.
I started,
that's
yeah.
That's your fault.
Yeah.
Your fault.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That's why the F-bomb got through twice today.
That's right. Know. Exactly.
Your fault.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Jay.
Buzz.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Uh-huh.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everyone.
what he's talking about. The show is huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, you see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Even better than a ball of blood, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, we were just having a discussion what to tell Hughes when he calls.
Yeah.
Not about what we just said about how the station stinks. They're used to that.
Right.
But about the call about the F-bombs.
That didn't happen.
So the thought is, we'll tell him that it was a gag.
Right. Yeah, I think that's... otherwise, you know, he'd be... overdosing on warm wine.
And you and I begin those phone calls like at midnight, which is 9 o'clock San Diego time.
Well, just got back from dinner. What is the deal? What's going on?
We cut him loose at 7 o'clock. Let him off the hook, or do we actually make him make a call to one of us?
Oh, no.
Follow up.
Yeah, no. Don't call him to say it was a joke.
All right.
Don't call him.
You're gonna get the call, right?
Yeah, of course. He's the producer. He's just trying to avoid the call. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Buzz. And incidentally, when we were in the hallway, I said to Buzz, I'm very sorry that we took some of your news time. And Buzz said, that's okay, except he just very strongly objects to everything that Mike and I were saying.
Yes, especially about the right-wing political content.
So
it's saying, and we don't need it.
You are entitled to your opinion, and someday you'll have the time on this show to get your side out, Buzz.
So I guess why, when he walked by me, he just raised his fist in the air and went, nuke him!
All this right-wing garbage started with that Sunday morning show.
That's where it all started.
Yeah. Capital Critters.
See, in America.
I didn't think anyone was listening.
Mm-hmm.
Dateline NBC has ranked America's top 10 grocery chains for cleanliness. Food Lion came out on top of the good list with the fewest health violations.
Oh, come on.
No!
You might as well be shoving in a dumpster.
Walmart and Save-A-Lot were second, but actual mileage may vary. One Save-A-Lot was caught selling dozens of expired foods, and one Walmart was cited for letting birds fly around in the store. But on average, all the stores so far have had one or fewer violations per inspection, and really that's pretty good.
Violation.
Safeway, meanwhile, was not the safe way to go, according to the Dateline report.
Oh, my.
It averaged 2.5 violations per inspection and tops the list of chains with the most problems.
Did I mention, I guess I didn't, why would I? Who cares about this? But on Saturday, I was at the Giant, it's a chain here in D.C.,
right,
over in Reston, and just doing some shopping. And a woman, a very nice lady, like in her 50s, stopped me and said, hi, how are you? Hey, I said, I'm doing fine. She said, like I was cheating or something, she said, don't you normally go to Safeway? I've heard you say on the radio you shop at Safeway.
What were you doing at Giant? You're a creature of habit. Is there any particular reason you were going over to the enemy grocery store?
Yeah, the liquor store is next to Giant.
Oh, okay. Convenient.
I thought you went to Giant to look for that new Channel 9 weather lady.
Martucci.
Yeah, with her giant hands.
Albertsons was the second most cited chain, followed by Publix, Kroger, Winn-Dixie, Sam's Club, and Costco. Wow.
Jack Albertsons.
But,
Hesico!
But gay men shop at fancier stores because they make more money than you. A couple of British magazines, Gay Times and Diva, say their study shows that the average gay guy makes nearly 18 grand a year more than you. Even lesbians make out better than straight chicks.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Making an extra 11 grand a year. The study says the reason is gays are more likely to have advanced college degrees than the breeders.
This is Rip Taylor. I will be at the Metroliner tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Washington, D.C.
See, that man is living proof it pays to be gay. When we come back, naked, lewd, unacceptable behavior.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Your daily mental floss. The Don and Mike Show.
Don't get high.
And now again, here is Buzz. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Finally, in Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah, I play this for you, Mike, because remember earlier today we had the discussion about Paul.
Yeah, and this song's about weed.
About Paul giving up weed for Peg.
And yet it's a love song. In Columbia, South Carolina, female realtors are being warned about the naked guy. He sets up appointments.
Hey, my son goes to college in South Carolina.
Yes, he does. This guy sets up appointments to look at houses after hours, says he's looking for a house for his son who's on his way back from Iraq. and then he goes into the bathroom and asks the comely realtor to help him remove his ace bandages, for which he says he'll have to get completely naked.
And then I sat and really worked it.
That's the idea. And people in San Francisco who thought they felt a warm rain coming in their windows.
Hey, Buzz, just excuse me for a second.
Yes?
Do you think the guy that's doing that...
Yeah, the naked guy?
Yeah. Do you think he's... Who's that guy in American Beauty? Peter Gallagher. Who's the guy that he played? Remember?
The King of Real Estate.
Oh, he's the King of Real Estate.
Remember when Annette Bening just...
F me, Your Majesty.
To do it with a king. I fire a gun. That's what I picture. The realtor.
With his eyebrows.
And people in San Francisco who thought they felt a warm rain coming in their windows are not relieved to find out it was Mo Corrales. Corrales has already been to prison 3 times for prowling and indecent exposure. He was out on bail when he was arrested over the weekend for relieving himself into people's open windows. I'm Buzz Burbank, trying not to laugh on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, <we're out>. Okay.
Wow. Shut that window, honey.
Is it beginning to rain?
Yeah.
Something that's really starting to piss me off.
Man. Have they found the leak in the White House yet?
We've got to go. Be brave. Don't be yellow. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Mike's favorite show is coming up next. Yes.
Can't wait. Duh.
We got to go. Good day to you, sir.
It's the bomb. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Nuke him.
And you.
No more sugar for Buzz.
You hear that, Buzz?
I hear.
No more sugar.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.